Hello, my DB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, open our hearts to the vastness of your love, a love that stretches beyond our understanding. Grant us the clarity to see your hand in every detail of our lives, a gentle guidance that whispers of your constant care. May we recognize the countless ways you provide, both big and small, tangible proof of your unwavering presence. Help us to trust you in your perfect timing and your sovereign plan, knowing that all things work together for our good. Let your peace, which surpasses all comprehension, fill our hearts and minds, assuring us of your nearness. Strengthen our faith to lean on you in times of joy and sorrow, confident in your steadfast support. Finally, Father, may we be vessels of your love, reflecting your compassion and kindness to all we encounter. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, listening to the February 28th community prayer, and Blind Tony comes on at about, I don't know, 50, 40 maybe, and he has a prayer that's just dynamic and beautiful and reminds us that, yeah, temptation will come to us, and will we outlast it? Will we depend upon God to bring us through it? Oh, Blind Tony, what a wonderful word. Thank you so much. Amen.
Hey, Dad family. This is Christ in me. I wanted to address just a prayer that Louisa gave for the man who lost his son to suicide. And I just wanted to thank you for that, Louisa. I don't know if y'all... Not everybody knows this, but I lost my daughter in 2018 to a suicide. And those thoughts that you were talking about blaming yourself, they do still come up. And I just have to rebuke them and push them away and ask the Lord to just to give me comfort and peace when that happens. You know, grief, it's not a lot. I don't want to say it's a life sentence. But it's always kind of going to kind of be there. But the Lord gives you peace and comfort. And over time, you learn to smile about the ones that you've lost. So I want to pray for the man. I don't know his name or any of the details. But the man who lost his son to suicide. I just lift you up, brother. I just pray that the Lord would wrap you up in his wings and give you peace and comfort. And he would one day show you a time where you can smile when you're thinking about your son. I just pray these things. And I also pray for Louisa that you would just continue to use her to bless other people the way that she blessed me today. I just pray all these things in Jesus' mighty, matchless name, and thank you in advance for what you're doing, Lord. Amen.
Hi, it's Heather in Tennessee. I just finished listening to February 21st community prayer, Just Right for Jesus. I love your response to Tammy. It was beautiful and kind of applied to my life as well. So I thank you for sharing your thoughts about that junk to treasure. I'm praying for you and your daughters and your granddaughter and your whole household. I'm lifting you up in prayer. Beloved in Bakersfield, I love your call-ins regarding children and how much they just apply the verses, the wisdom applies to everyone, of course. And it's just beautiful. And also, I thank you for lifting up Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. I've been missing them and thinking about them and praying for them as well. So thank you for mentioning them. Kim, first-time caller, your daughter was in a mental facility. I'm hoping that she's out and that she's feeling good. I pray for her, Lord. Lord, please lift up Kim. Kim's daughter, that you just continue to make her healthy. And it's good to listen to these prayers again, because Jersey Jane for Jesus lifted up Emma, as well as Beloved in Bakersfield also. So we lift up that whole situation. Lord, we just pray for just healing and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Divers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Ty in Atlanta. Sir, I felt your pain. My heart was heavy. And let me just say first that I'm sorry that you got information as if people were praying for you, but they were just pushing you to the side. And maybe that was their limit of what they knew about God and how they process things. And believe it or not, some people, they believe in God, but they don't think God can do it for them. So it's hard for them to portray to you how great and mighty God is. That's just real. But we are here. And it's not by happenstance that you are here with us to worship with us, and that we can pray for you and stand in the gap for you. So God, I ask that you be with him. Give him courage to stand today. Give him courage to know that what feels like this is my last hope, that it's really going to happen today. As he hears each and every prayer from each and every one of your daughters and your sons, that shift is going on right now. Change is happening. I pray that he opens his arms up and receive everything that you have for him. No matter what it looks like, you are working behind the scenes right now and you're shifting it. God, I pray that you heal his stony heart. The people that he is so upset with, the people that let him down, who were supposed to guard his heart and encourage him, they did not. But today is the day that Ty will receive you. God, I pray that he receives you and knows you as his true and living Savior, and that he will lay down his cross and pick up your love.
Hallelujah. Jill and Brian, Ezekiel, the team, they're all back in Tennessee at the Global Campfire. Boy, you had me running to the phone every 10 minutes, it seems. This is Jersey Jane for Jesus, and I am joyful, and Jesus watched over you and allowed you to be safe during your incredible Jordan version of the Daily Audible Bible Tour. So I wish you all the best and can't wait to hear about your reviews on the podcast. And whatever this is, I can't wait to hear it. So God bless. You're back. I'm so happy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hi, family. It's God's Life Speaker. I am calling in on the 6th of March just to ask you to please continue to pray for Andy, the 10-year-old in our church who has leukemia. And man, has she had a rough ride. Last time I called in, I was telling you about the blood transfusions. Recently, they found out she has an infection in her small intestine and colon. And so then they had to do a fast for her for a week. And then, yesterday was awful. They found 3 lesions on her brain. They're saying these are because of the chemo that she's getting. And one of the lesions is close to the speech part of the brain. And she was unable to use her tongue yesterday. And so they had to do CAT scans and MRIs. And man, this is rough. So please just keep that family in prayer, her parents, the other siblings at home. Lord, let's just go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our God that knew before time began that this would be Andy's story, but it is going to have such a great testimony because this little girl keeps smiling. So Lord, thank you for that. spirit of life. Andy gives absolutely everybody that comes into the room. Continue to uplift her parents as they stand by. We all stand by and give wisdom to the doctors and medical team treating her. And we just pray healing in the name of Jesus for Andy. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth from Delaware calling in, and I just wanted to continue to lift up prayers for Brian and Jill and Ezekiel as they travel home. Lord, that you would guide them and protect them and fill them with your love, and that they would continue to radiate your love and your peace and your grace to everyone they meet. And also, dear prayer warriors, I'd ask for prayers for a dear friend of mine. She's in the hospital. Her name is Henry, and she's been dealing with leukemia for the last 14 years, and now they're doing the last attempt to fill her with a different treatment. And we just ask you to lift her up, and that God would use this last-ditch effort to heal her. Fill her with your grace, Lord, and your faith that you are with her and that you are healing her in this process. And lastly, if you could personally lift up my son and his wife. They're expecting their second, and he just called to say that she's bleeding, and the baby is only 4 pounds in weight. And so we're asking the Lord that he would keep this baby growing with inside her mommy, and that the baby could stay put for another 2 weeks so that she can be 5 pounds. Lord, I just ask you to heal whatsoever going on in the bite and the body of the baby and the mommy, and that you would give birth to a healthy young little baby girl for my son and his wife. Thank you, dear prayer warriors. I appreciate your prayers and love you dearly. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dab fam, it's Spark. Just right for Jesus. I just wanted to tell you amen and bingo. I was out working in the yard, and man, so cool to hear people loving God. And I've always seen this as a safe space. There's nothing to gain but the Holy Spirit here. And so many people walk in the church door and want to be seen and hear. I've always felt safe. And that's a lot of credit to Brian for what he's built. And thank you, sir. Praise report. I had to run home, and it's been well over a month since any alcohol has been in my life, and that is God. That is total God. And I had to run home to borrow a rototiller from my little brother. My little brother and I have always had a difficult adult relationship. He is very calculated, very quiet, very successful, and I was always the ornery one. And here the last couple Sundays, he and his wife and my nephew have been going to church with me and Beloved. And we got to talking, and he's going to go to men's breakfast with me tomorrow. And that is a movement. And we've spoken of how we grew up, you know, Church of Christ and our grandmother. If you weren't Church of Christ, you were going to hell. And that was a lot of bitterness in him. But God, man, I see him moving, and our conversations, and God's just good. Lay it down before the Lord. I thank you all so much. You're so special to me, and I love you, and I'm praying for every one of you.
Hey, DB, this is White as Snow from Tennessee. I recently called in asking prayer for my daughters. I'd like to add another prayer for my youngest daughter, Amy. She has a follow-up interview for a job that she's going to in a couple days next week. She's really excited about it. Full-time job. Her current job, she's not making enough for all her bills, etc. So just prayers for the whole thing. She's told me, basically, she has big emotions. She has high highs, low lows. She's just really sensitive. And she's really excited about this job and she's really hoping it'll work out. But I know if it's meant to be, it'll all come through. But just prayers for the whole process. And thanks again.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and I want to thank y'all for praying for our children. And for mine specifically, the calls that I've heard come in praying for them. Y'all, I just found out that our 19-year-old son's girlfriend is pregnant. And I know God does not make mistakes, but He does make lessons out of our life choices. My son is in between jobs. His girlfriend does not have a full-time job. She only recently graduated from high school. They each live with their parents. He lives with us, and I'm just sad. Overwhelmed. I know God is in control. I know He will not leave me. But it's so heavy to have my 16-year-old in a residential treatment facility. My 17-year-old daughter is struggling with school attendance, and now this. My son-in-law isn't a believer, and he antagonizes my daughter about her beliefs, and it's just overwhelming. The spiritual warfare is so real. But I will keep praising. I will keep giving God the praise and the glory for each day that we make it through. I love y'all, and I thank you for your faithfulness. This is Forgiven Child of God.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in March 6th to pray over our children. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace." Numbers 6, 22 through 26. Lord, what a good God you are to bless us, protect us, smile on us, extend grace to us, show us your favor, and give us your peace. We know that we stand under the stream of your abundant blessing only because Jesus plunged himself under the stream of your curse in our place. He endured the full weight of your wrath so we could enjoy the vast wonders of your favor. We know that you will protect our souls for eternity only because there was no protection for your own son. You can turn your face toward us only because you turned your face away from him. We rejoice in your unfailing love and mercy, and we ask that you increase our love for you. I love you, family.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's March 7th, 2026. I was admiring Brian and Jill's videos. I can tell you guys are madly in love with each other. Makes me want a relationship like that because, you know, I'm single and I'm getting older by the second. And I realized that, you know, God is madly in love with us too. He is so much in love with us. Kind of like you guys are in love with each other. And I could tell by the look in you guys' eyes that you guys are just really indulged in each other. And I pray God gives me a relationship like that someday. I hope it's, you know, soon. But anyways, I was just really admiring you guys. I enjoying your videos. You guys are beautiful together. You can tell you have a lot of chemistry and compatibility and things. And I think the one thing I realized that the Lord is always should be the center of your relationship because He's the one that can sew it together and make a bond unimaginable. And I want to bond with Jesus that way. We are the bride of Christ. So, and I want to be in a relationship like you guys, you know? So I pray for God to bring me someone that I can be compatible and have.
Good morning, Dabbers. Marjorie from New Mexico. I was just calling in because I wanted to ask for prayer again. My father passed away on the 26th. He was incarcerated. He did repent of his crimes. And it was a pretty bad crime, but people aren't Facebook or attacking me. They're because of his crime, they're actually literally saying that may he burn in hell, and other people are putting heart likes. Can you guys just pray for those people? They're very lost. They don't know a savior. I know my dad's in glory with the Lord because the Lord is blessing me in so many ways, and he wouldn't be blessing me if my father was in hell. So I'm just asking that you pray against the enemy's attack. That's all it is, because Satan's a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he already lost the battle because Jesus is the conqueror. Thank you, Dabbers. I love you all.
Dear God, I am praying for Junk to Treasure. She has been calling in, goodness, months. Since I've been listening to the community prayer, I've been listening to Dab for probably 5 years, but I've been listening to community prayer, really making an effort this past year. And even on the prayers after the devotions also, I've heard Junk to Treasure in praying about her need for heat. God, I ask and I'm believing today that you're going to fix her heater, whatever it takes, not just for today, not just for 1 month, not just for 6 months, but you're going to fix it, period. It's going to, either she's going to get a new heater or whatever. She's going to have heat for the long run. I also pray for her car. I think I remember hearing back a bit that she was having car troubles too. So I'm praying that you will provide either the necessary repairs for her current car or a new car. And God, I know there's others that have prayed also for cars, and I think even heat. So I'm praying that for everybody, but especially for Junk to Treasure. God, she's such a treasure for us in this community, and we need to hold her up, and I'm going to be there to hold her up. Junk to Treasure, I'm here for you. This is Consecrated to God in Washington. My first prayer, first time caller, but I have been praying for you, and now I'm speaking it out loud in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Alta Lee Halley, and it's on the 6th of March, and I'd like to pray the scripture. Remember, you're created before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the wheel. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7. Oh God, we too often try to live in ways that ignore our coming death. We forget that our days are numbered by you, that the end of our days, our judgment awaits, that you are the Lord of our destiny. Help us to repent daily and then to live each day in joyful obedience. Help us to live in the light and promise of eternity. Prepare us to live fully and sacrificially. Prepare us to die faithfully and hopefully, so that we might live forever with you through Jesus Christ, who has gone before us. We trust and hope and love and pray. Amen. And Lord, we just pray for the people in our states, Father, that want to have abortions. I pray, Father, they will find you and they will repent and they will not want to abort. They will not want to live immoral lifestyles that cause them to have babies they don't want, but they will value life. And we ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, and I want to address Ty and his request for prayer for depression. My dear brother, I have been where you are. I had 10 years of pure mental anguish, and I used to think hell couldn't be worse than this, but at least this can't last for eternity, you know. And that's the only thing that kept me going. I rebuke the people who are telling you it's because of your relationship with the Lord is not deep enough, and that's a lie. That's a total lie. God is carrying you over these troubled waters and through these fiery flames. I have suffered physically with lots of pain in my life, but there is nothing like the mental anguish of depression, and it's horrible place to be. So I needed counseling and I needed medication, and I've tried to get off the medication 3 times, and I realize I have a chemical imbalance in my brain and I need that medication. So I would encourage you to seek help. So Father, I just lift up Ty to you, God, and I pray you would bless him mightily with good mental health, with what he needs to live a balanced life. I pray for his family, God, that they would see a new man when he is healed, and we pray for speedy healing upon him. Touch his head and heal him right down to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello, DAB. This is Following Promptings in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. I just wanted to give a praise update. I had called in, I don't know, it's been 3 weeks ago or so, that my friend was having a baby who only had one kidney, and they were kind of going into distress, so they did they induced her. Well, she ended up going through 56 hours of labor and ended up with a C-section, but the praise report is the baby had 2 kidneys. Now, how do you suppose that happened? Had many, many MRIs. They could only find 1 kidney. And we all prayed and prayed and prayed, and the baby was born with 2 kidneys. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for those prayers. I have another prayer request to put out there. My friend Pam was taken to the hospital very suddenly on Monday. She had pancreatitis, acute kidney failure, had pneumonia, and a possible small stroke. That was on Monday. It's Friday. Her labs have improved. Her heart is good. Vitals are good. They took 600 cc's off during some dialysis. They're hoping to get her off dialysis today, but she has been put on a ventilator, and they're having trouble getting her off that ventilator. She is in ICU, and they do plan to have her in ICU for a few more days at least, and they're still trying to figure out if she did have a stroke or not. So if you guys will keep her in prayer that they can get her off that ventilator and get her up and around and moving and back home, I would really, really appreciate it. Thanks again, everybody, and thank you for this wonderful podcast.
Hey, Dab family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I wanted to talk to and pray for From Junk to Treasure. Sister, you are such a beautiful prayer warrior, and the words that you say for other people are just amazing and uplifting. But when you speak about yourself and your circumstances, it is discouragement, words of discouragement. You say discouraging words, and you don't have the same tone when you talk about yourself or your family and your situations. Lord, sister, I just encourage you to speak those words of life for yourself the way you do it for others. Lift them up. No more word curses against yourself. The power of life and death are in the tongue, and I know you know that. It's just, I hear such a heaviness when you talk about your own situations. But I just want to hear, faith and peace in your voice, and that you believe that the Lord is going to take you out of these situations, because you know
that he's going to. You got to speak it as if it were the way you do for other people. So I just encourage you to pray for others in the exact same way that you pray. And pray for yourself the same way you pray for others. Lord, we just ask that you would give her.
Hey, everybody. This is Following the Pillar. I'm just calling in today, March 7th, with a praise report. Last night we had a real bad storm come through in the southwest Missouri area. Potential for tornadoes and hail and all kinds of stuff. And we got lots of water for sure, but none of the really bad side of things happened. All of our animals are safe, no damage to our property. God just put a hedge protection around us and kept us through it all. So I just wanted to say thank you, God. I appreciate you. You are so good to us, and we love you. And I just wanted to share that with everybody else out there, that God is with us through the storms. So I love you all. We'll talk soon.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. Heidi from Wisconsin. I heard your message. Wow. May I say God is stretching you. And I pray that you're able to answer the call confidently and say, God, your will, your way, nothing more, nothing less. And to trust him in the process. Trust him over your bills. Trust him over your next and what the job is. Even if the job is not what you think you're qualified for, and that you will trust him if he says, apply anyways. This is always easier said than done. But if nothing else, it makes you pray so much more, which makes praying easier. And you build your confidence and you start talking to people better. Because you're encouraging them, not realizing you're encouraging yourself. So God bless you, and I pray that you're able to walk with God.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Peter 2, 21 to 24. Father God, we lift up to you today Emma and Chris, the friends of Covered in His Blood. You called them to do your good, taking care of their grandkids. But they are suffering, just as Jesus suffered for them. He is their example, and they follow in his steps. Because Jesus left his case in your hands, God, we do the same for Emma and Chris. For you are the fair judge, the healer, and the savior. We ask that because Jesus died for Emma and Chris, they are healed by his stripes. Father, if your healing means taking Emma home to you, we pray for Chris and his mental wellness. Cover him with your peace and comfort. May he continue to be the amazing man of God you have made him to be. And we ask that you give him strength to fight for and care for those babies. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Covered in His Blood. Let us know how Emma and Chris are doing.
Jane Truth, this is Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling, and I heard your plea for prayer to find a place, I think you said by the Missouri River, and as soon as you spoke that, what came into my mind was how when Abraham was looking for a wife for Isaac, he sent his servant to his family to find a servant. And the minute he stopped at the well, there came Rachel. Or was it Rebecca. And yeah, so the first stop he made, the first people he encountered, that is said in the Bible anyway, is the right one. And I just saw you in that same situation. You're going there, and the first place you're going to see is just the right one. And that's what I'm praying, that God would be gracious unto you as he was to Isaac and gave him just the right one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is Hands to Heaven with a prayer request. I've been invited to be a feature author at a local literary festival on March 21st. as part of my invitation, I'm supposed to speak and read an excerpt from one of my books. Public speaking is a challenge for me. The Lord hasn't revealed to me yet what excerpt He wants me to read from one of my books. If you would join me in praying that I would wait on the Lord and be of good courage while He strengthens my heart for this event, and that He would lead me to the excerpt that He wants to read that will most benefit the audience and will draw them closer to the Lord and will honor and glorify Him, I would appreciate it. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up Jesse to You, who's having this neurological disorder that we just doesn't seem to be able to be diagnosed. We lift him up to You and ask for complete healing in his body, his mind, his brain, his everywhere that there's nerves, Lord God. We praise You because You are the great physician. You are the great healer. And we pray wisdom over the doctors so that they will see the truth and know the truth and be able to fix it for Your glory and Your glory alone. We love our children and so much, God. We lift them up to You for a good and wholesome and holy life as they walk in Your footsteps. We don't know the issues going on here, Lord, but You know every single one. And we pray that You would move mightily in it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Susan from Canada, God's yellow flower.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. I think we had Cowboy. Amen to your prayers for Dawn. Just Right for Jesus. Great, great, great poems you got there. Keep them coming. I like those. Those are pretty catchy. And sounds like Brian and Jill are still in Jordan. So it's been a week. I think God kind of put it on my heart. Unlike a lot of places where we leave in America, living in Jordan and doing things in Jordan, the country, is not necessarily that cheap compared to America. Some places it's like that, but not there. So if the Holy Spirit prompts you, please give a little bit extra maybe this month to the DAB so they're not worrying about finances of that. Who even knows how much it's going to cost to try to get a plane ride or some other evacuation route that they said plan B to try to get home. That is going to be extremely costly. So if the Holy Spirit prompts us, let's give a little bit of extra money and we're able to afford it. Actually, even if we're not able to afford it, if the Holy Spirit prompts you, do it. And I promise you, God will bless you obeying the Holy Spirit. So, talking to myself here. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hey, Dad family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. And I was trying to pray for junk, from junk to treasure, but I got cut off, and I did not want to miss that part of it because that's the important part. Father God, we just lift our sister junk from junk to treasure up to You, to Your throne room of grace. We just pray for peace and comfort over her situation. We pray for prosperity, Lord God. We pray that this valley that she is going through, that You would show her what You are trying to show her in this valley, and that she would know it and You would make it clear. And Lord, that there would be health. We pray for healing for her daughters. We pray for from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We pray for her son to make good, wise choices, and he would consider You in his choices that he's making. He would consider his family in these choices that he's making. We just pray that any financial issues that our sister and her family are going through, Lord, that You would just prosper them, that You would make a way, Lord God, when there has seemed to be no way, fixing issues on the house. Just work a miraculous miracle in her life. And Lord, we just ask for peace and comfort and just a lift in her voice. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you're doing in from Junk to Treasure's life right now. And we just praise you in advance. And we ask all these things in your mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's March 7th, 2026. I think I might have found my apartment. And I haven't signed the lease yet. But I think I'm kind of iffy, confused, because people give you a lot of opinions about your move or what you're doing. And I always pray that God will give me his peace in it. And then he'll give me a couple confirmations if I'm going to the right place, because I want to be in his will for my life. So I want to be obedient to the Lord, because I know that's the highest form of worship. And I want to know that this is where he wants me to be. This is the next place or next move in my life. So the reason I went to get this job, I applied for, and I end up here. I want to upgrade myself and be a better person in Jesus. I feel like you should work on being the best person you can be when you have Christ in your life. And I just want to upgrade myself and be the best person God wants me to be. So I want to be in the right place, too. I want God to show me that this is what he wants me to do. So if your prayers, I will take them.
Sometimes we can be so gifted that we become unreachable, devoid of humility and no longer teachable, keeping our heads to the sky with a twinkle in our eye, walking around with our head in the clouds, patting ourselves on the back, unable to see that we've gone off track, trying to dot every I and cross every T, thinking we're the best version of a Christian that a Christian can be. Wise in our own eyes, something our inner man denies, but no longer able to grow because we become the most holiest person that we know, totally convinced that we're saved based on all the things that we do. But according to the Bible, is that really true? We tithe, we pray, we fast along the way. We try to be a blessing to those around us who are struggling day to day. But the Bible says, not by works, lest any man should boast and start thinking that you're better than because you do a little bit more than most. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith in God's Son, not through good works or the things that we've done. Although faith without works is dead, it's still all about Jesus and the blood that he shed. Our good works should be the outer manifestation of the Holy Spirit working within, not a conscious effort for God's favor to win. Father, help us to take our heads out of the clouds and come on back down to earth so that we can see that all our good works and we in and of ourselves have little or no worth. Help us to remain reachable, teachable, and thoroughly beseechable, knowing that we need to beware when we think we're standing lest we fall, and to be humbly submissive when giving our all. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. And once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Elise from Alabama, and I'm fairly new to DAB. I just wanted to ask for prayer. I am supposed to be having an iron transfusion March the 10th. So I'm just asking that you all will pray that everything goes well. And also had some blood work done because I've been having some pain in my legs, and sometimes it's hard for me to walk. It feels like arthritic pain. So I had a autoimmune disease panel done, blood work taken from that, whatever you want to call it. And my results came back abnormal. So now I'm having to see a rheumatologist in a few months. And to be honest with y'all, I wouldn't say like I'm scared, but I'm a little nervous. So I'm just asking that you all will keep me in your prayers. It's just been a lot going on this year. But thank y'all. Love you all. Y'all be blessed.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in March 7th to pray over our children. On the day the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered it, but from evening until morning, the cloud over the tabernacle looked like a pillar of fire. This was the regular pattern. At night, the cloud that covered the tabernacle had the appearance of fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from over the sacred tent, the people of Israel would break camp and follow it. And wherever the cloud settled, the people of Israel would set up camp. Numbers 9:15-17. Israel was on the verge of a new start. They were about to set out from Mount Sinai, where they had been camping for almost a year, to make their way through the wilderness to the promised land. So much about that journey and destination ahead was unknown, but this much they knew. They wouldn't be going into the wilderness alone. God was going to be with them. He had come down to dwell in their midst in the tabernacle on the first day it was set up. His radiant glory descended in a pillar of fire on this tent in the middle of their camp and stayed there. The day would come when once again the people of God would set out into the unknown on the day of Pentecost. The risen Jesus had ascended into heaven and told them to wait together. And similar to the pillar of fire descending on the tabernacle in Moses' day, tongues of fire descended on God's people on the day of Pentecost. It was an outward sign that the Holy Spirit had descended to dwell in all believers. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for understanding our struggles. Father, when we lift our voices to you, grant us ears to truly hear your gentle whisper amidst the noise of our lives. Open our hearts to recognize your guidance in unexpected moments and through unforeseen paths. May your wisdom illuminate our understanding and your peace settle our restless souls as we seek your direction. Strengthen our faith to trust in your perfect timing and unwavering love when answers seem delayed. Help us to discern your truth from our own desires and grant us the courage to follow where you lead. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, my daily audio Bible family. This is Diana, his dearly beloved, calling from the Pacific Northwest. I listened to the February 28th community prayer and Cowboy came on at timestamp 10830 to request prayer for a cellmate, Donnie, who has been in prison since juvenile detention at the age of 11. Cowboy had an opportunity to plant some seeds, share his faith with Donnie, and found out that Donnie was recently jumped by some men in prison and requested prayer for him. So Heavenly Father, please be with Donnie. Hold him close to you. Heal him, comfort him, bless him. Please let those seeds take root and grow within him and surround him with godly men. I also wanted to pray for Eyes of a Dove, who recently lost her mom. Losing a parent is so hard. I'm also praying for Kingdom Seeker Daniel, who lost his mom, and all of those of you who have lost parents. It's just such a hard thing to go through, and I'm praying for peace and love and comfort. I was also selfishly wishing that Kingdom Seeker Daniel would sing for us again. I heard you sing not very long ago, and it was so beautiful. I think it was a Christmas song. But you just sang Happy Birthday to Brian, so that was lovely. I loved it. So thank you for that song. I will continue praying for all of you. I love you. Thank you, dear family. You mean so much to me, and I love listening to you and being with you each and every day. Goodbye.
Duane from Wisconsin, thank you so much for praying for us, praying for my family as we lost a nephew. I appreciate your prayers. Thanks again. God bless. A big hug. It's Minita from Illinois.
Hi, Dad family. This is Ann in Texas, and I want to say I'm praying for everyone who calls in, and I'm praying especially for the man who has served divorce papers and is getting counseling, and you want your marriage to be saved, and I'm earnestly praying that with you for both you and your wife. And yes, I'm in Texas, but we are in the process of trying to move to Tennessee to be much, much closer to family and many other things that will be beneficial for us. We're having lots of obstacles about leaving Texas and about establishing in Tennessee. So please pray for my husband and myself that God will give us wisdom and discernment and open doors. If this is his best for us, we really think it is. And it's hard to do big changes. But thank you for prayer support. We're so glad Brian and Jill and Ezekiel and everybody is back from the Middle East. God be with you, family.
Hey, DAB family. This is Jasmine from New Jersey, just calling in to give a super praise report. So there's a lot of things that I've been that you guys have prayed with me for, like the safe return of my friend who was locked up overseas in Jordan. She had been there for 4 years. Her mother had passed away while she was in there, and now she's home. So just super grateful for that, for her return. Her safe return. Also wanted to say that now everything's great, but it's way better than it was before. And I just wanted to, you know, share this with you guys and say that, you know, I'm doing better. She's doing much better now that she's home. But we still got to pray and we still got to fast that God restores, creates in her a new heart and creates in me a new heart and a rightful spirit. So I just wanted to share that with you guys and say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your prayers. They really do help.
Hi, Dad family. This is Kentucky Cowboy. I've only called in a few times, and calling in this time just to request a prayer for my dad. He's going to be having shoulder surgery on the 19th of March. And, you know, he's in good health, but he's not, he hasn't taken care of his body, and so, but he's been in pain a long time, and really just appreciate you guys praying that everything goes good, that he stays healthy, leading up to the surgery, and that they'd be able to get this taken care of. He's wanting to, you know, just cut back on, some of his meds, and just really be able to enjoy the rest of his life. And he's had a hard go the last year or so, and so I just pray that and ask that you guys would just lift him up. His name's William, and I just thank you guys. I appreciate all you guys do. Thank you, Brian and Jill. I'm been, you know, just thankful that you guys made it back from Jordan safe. That was the first thought in my mind when I heard all this going on. So thanks, Dab family. Love you guys. Kentucky Cowboy out.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine who is currently incarcerated at Staten Correctional Facility. His name is JT, J.T. Ray, and he has a son named Alan Ray, and he said the other day he was talking with him about God and about Jesus, and he said Alan turned around and told him, "Don't go there, Dad." So he does not know whether he knows God and knows Jesus or not. Like I said, this guy is somebody who is currently incarcerated inside of Staten. So his name is J.T. Ray, and his son's name is Alan Ray. And Alan is the one that does not know God or know Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, I pray, we need Alan Ray to come to know Jesus and God. Through Christ's name I pray. Amen. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hello, Bob from Colorado. Just listened to your first of March podcast, and I want to thank you for your comments as you're traveling in Jordan and the experience that your God's giving you and the sadness really brought on by both you and Jill, Brian. It brings to mind things we should think about as we think about what's going on in the Middle East and the conflict there, and, you know, wanting the U.S. to win and certainly eradicating evil. God knows what that's all about. But the heart of it is man has failed. We've failed. And we ask God to forgive us, to lead us into all righteousness, to be right with Him. And that our leaders, our people in the Middle East, leadership there, somehow come to the love and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and God our Father. As crazy as that may sound. But anyway, thank you, Brian. And we'll be praying for the situation there, your safety. And thank you for your reflections. Have a great day.
Good morning, Dab Fam. This is Joyce in Virginia. And I'm calling, first of all, to praise God for the good report we got on Jackson the other day, the son of our sister Ashley in California. So Ashley, I'm praising the Lord for his healing and for the relief that it has to be for your heart. And the other thing I want to say, Ashley, is yours is one of the voices that I love to hear on this channel. So it was great to hear your voice, great to know that you were doing well, and sending love from Virginia. This is Joyce in Virginia. Bye-bye.
Some skim the surface, while others dig deep. Yet both of them say your commandments they keep. One says confess and believe in your heart, and you will be saved. You'll have a brand new start. And nothing and no one can take that away. Salvation is yours, come whatever may. But the other one says action speaks louder than words, and faith without works is just air for the birds. If God's in your life, then there should be some change. All things are new, if not something strange. Both of them do say that Christ is the way, that judgment is coming and you should trust and obey. But yet and still, both of them put others down, including each other. The cycle goes round. Vicious in nature and not from my God, which they both claim to represent, which really seems odd. Traditions and customs leading to sin, the Sadducees and Pharisees all over again. What will it lead to? Where will it end? Misleading the children of God is a terrible sin, though not by intention, because they too are deceived by the original serpent who also fooled Eve. Some skim the surface and others dig deep. Yet both of them say your commandments they keep. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast, for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for March 7th. As we face the unknowns of each new stage of parenting our children through life in the wilderness of this world, we sometimes wish for a pillar of fire to lead us and show us where to go. But we have something even better. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, guiding us, and empowering us for every unknown. Lord, some days we wish your presence was as visible and your leading as recognizable as a pillar of fire. As we make our way through the wilderness in this world, we do not take your presence for granted. We want to move forward when you move and stay where we are when you stop. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who lives in us and illumines your word. Help us to know and understand your will. Thank you for the way you are renewing our minds so we will know the good and pleasing and perfect will of God for our lives. I love you, family.
Good morning. This is a response to a prayer request from Noel. I think he said he was in Long Island. Has been served divorce papers, I think he said, a week ago. And marriage is pretty much ending. I just want to call in and say that you are essentially in the same spot I'm in with my marriage and repenting of the same stuff I'm repenting of, you know, being absent emotionally and sometimes even physically in pursuit of other things that I thought were more noble or that I justified that it was going to benefit the marriage and the family down the long run, work things, working more, trying to be, you know, entrepreneurial, just distracted from the marriage and just letting it slip from under me. And, you know, my wife definitely has some healing to do on her own, but, unless, you know, God intervenes and restores this marriage, as he is the only one who can, you know, he can raise people from the dead, he can change people's hearts, he can restore marriages. I'm just kind of in the same boat as you. Haven't been served divorce papers yet, but it's on the way, I'm sure. And despite, you know, me trying to change, and again, I just like you, I know that the change is for the better anyway, aside from the marriage, but yeah, it's so I just wanted to lift up your marriage and as well as mine, and just call on the Lord and say, Lord, you are the only one that can change people's hearts, that can save marriages. We ask that you do so. In your son's name I pray.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 29, 1 and 2. Father God, we honor you, Lord, for all the amazing things you have done in the lives of Sean Tharp, John Clemens, Daryl's sister Helinda, Harland, and Duane. Your glory and strength are doing such miracles in their lives. We worship you and all the splendor of your holiness. Father, we pray that you continue to do a good work in these individuals' lives. Continue giving them wins and make your presence known to them. Father, if they don't know you, we pray that you come to them in dreams and visions so that they know it is you that they need and it is you that has provided, healed, and comforted them throughout their hardships. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Billy, from Wetumpka. Thank you for continuing to give us updates on the prayer requests.
We're going to lift up Heather in Tennessee for her daughter, R, and the family that is traveling. Lord, we just ask that your hands be this whole situation, that ministering angels will guide them and be with them every minute of the way. So every aspect of this traveling is covered by you for safety and quickness and comfort and ease, and that they will see the mighty hand of God at work. For Evie in Texas, for this hideous decision, Father God, we're asking that there be a miraculous turnaround in this and that justice will actually be served correctly, and that Mackenzie and Madeline and Evie will see God move, and that the custody case for the boys will be in the favor of this mother because of the bad things that this husband has done, and for Nicholas in Georgia, for his sister Carrie, and Timothy and Taylor. The father has passed away, Lord. We're asking for your spirit to mend and repair and give comfort and peace during this season of loss in the name of our mighty Savior.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in March 8th to pray over our children. Then the foreign rabble who were traveling with the Israelites began to crave the good things of Egypt, and the people of Israel also began to complain. Oh, for some meat, they exclaimed. We remember the fish we used to eat for free in Egypt, and we had all the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic we wanted. But now our appetites are gone. All we ever see is this manna. Numbers 11:4-6. Evidently, the grumbling started with those who lived on the fringes of the camp, the people of various nationalities who came out of Egypt with God's people and worked its way inward, spreading its infectious discontent throughout the camp. What were the Israelites complaining about? The same thing we complain about when the signs for restaurants at upcoming exits on the interstate don't display the familiar logo we're looking for, or when the food set in front of us doesn't quite suit our tastes. It's not that they had nothing to eat, it's that they wanted something to eat besides the manna God graciously rained down on them every day. God had spectacularly delivered them from slavery without asking them to fight a battle. He had supernaturally fed them in the desert without asking them to work. He had given them the most humble and faithful leader imaginable, but they couldn't see any of it because they were consumed by their craving. They became one-dimensional people who thought about life only through the knothole of their craving. Their desire for more variety in their diet became a demand that blinded them to anything and everything else. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, in moments of joy and ease, we readily acknowledge your grace. Yet when shadows fall and paths grow steep, our faith can waver. Grant us the unwavering courage to trust your unseen hand, guiding our steps through every trial. Remind us that even in the deepest valleys, your love remains a constant light. Strengthen our hearts to lean not on our own understanding, but to find solace and strength in your perfect will. May our lives be a testimony to the peace that surpasses all understanding, found in complete surrender to your care. Thank you for knowing the weight of our burdens. Help us to find comfort and strength in your presence. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Joe Ken from Seattle calling again for prayer for my brother Matt. He has two bad shoulders, and one of his shoulders have been operated on, but the other one hasn't. And he struggles with substance, smoking too much marijuana, and anxiety and stuff. And he does that so that his mind is being played over by the enemy. And but I'm calling in for healing for my brother's shoulder, for miraculous healing on that shoulder, for it to be healed. And if God chooses to do it through a miracle, I ask God that he just give him a new shoulder and just have it restored where it's been injured. Or if he chooses to use doctors, that God will open up the doors for Matthew to get surgery done quick in an efficient manner, and the right doctor to correct the problem on both of his shoulders. And so, yeah, because my brother's in a lot of pain, and he's having a hard time sleeping because of that pain and stuff. And he has a lot of negative thoughts that come to him because of his past. And he was in prison for 24 years, and he's still struggling with the trauma that happened in prison. A lot of stuff. And So I'm just coming to you and asking for prayer for my brother. I love him a lot, and he has a good heart. And I just need to, for God to continue softening his heart. And thank you, in Jesus' name.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine who is currently incarcerated at Staten Correctional Facility. His name is Donnie Hill. He is not in a good place in his dorm. He knows Jesus. He knows God. He is staying in a dorm where there's a lot of drug use going on. A lot of people are just doing things that he doesn't even need to be around. Other than he actually told me that he did use drugs. So he's still using drugs, old habits die hard. He wants to get out of that dorm. There's a faith dorm that's all the way in the front section. It's the A dorm, and that's a good one to get into. No drug use in there, though. They self-police it, and if you are using drugs or anything in there, they'll boot you out. And I think that's kind of what has happened here. So he also doesn't have a bed. A lot of these guys, if you dig into what the reasons are behind them not having a bed, you'll find out that they've actually sold their bed for drugs. So they end up in there with no money, but they end up selling their bed for drugs. So it's just a sad situation. He's trying to get out, but he can't. So there's a lot of drug use going on, a lot of just demons around, you know, devils and demons all over the place. So, and he sees that. So he's trying to get out and get into another dorm, but he kind of is held back by his drug use. So anyway, Donnie Hill just needs to be covered up in prayers that he...
Miss Marjorie, I wanted to give my deep condolences for the loss of your father. And it really pulled at my heartstrings to hear you. I just want to pray with you really fast. Father, I ask that you be with our sister who is having a hard time with the loss of her dad, God. Lord, we're just so grateful that her father got that moment to tell her and leave her with a hope and a knowledge that he was absolutely proud of his daughter. Father, that's one of the finest gifts that you can give a human being, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you be with Marjorie to step forward and keep moving and leaving his legacy in the right path of the way that he would have changed, Father. And you said he had been forgiven for his mistakes. And Lord, may he walk with you and serve with you. Father, we just ask that you wrap your arms around our sister and help her to start this week and have a brand new happy one. Lord, we thank you for these blessings. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Hi, today is Alta. My name is Alta Lee Halley, and today is the 9th of March. The Bible verse, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7. I want to pray for the Voice of the Martyrs countries, and first one is Iran. We find out Iran, and we find out today that the Iran Council chooses a new leader, Ayatollah's son, Mojtaba, who is supposed to be hate Christians even more, but God is greater. So anyway, we pray for the Iranian people. We praise God for faithful Iranian Christians who worship in secret while facing harassment and arrest. Pakistan, we pray for Dinara, who was beaten by her family and escaped an attempted forced marriage after becoming Christian. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for helping her. Mexico, we ask God to comfort and provide for Christians driven from their homes because of their faith in Christ. Sudan, we pray that Sudanese Muslims will hear the gospel while taking refuge in camps for internally displaced people. In Nigeria, we pray for the encouragement and renewed strength of churches that have been displaced by extreme violence. So, yes, Jesus. There is good news. YWAM has been working with Boko Haram, the terrorists in Nigeria, and some are coming to Christ and even becoming evangelists. So that's a big praise. Love you all. Talk to you later. I pray all these in Jesus' name.
Hi, my name is Zach. I am from California, and I am just asking for prayers for an upcoming job opportunity. I am a transitioning teacher, and I have been waiting to hear back from this company. I have recommendations from my friend. It's pretty far away. It's to work on the trains, and it's kind of a career switch for me, but I am excited about the opportunity. And I am just asking for prayers that I can get this job soon because my finances could really use it. And I would just like to start this next part of my life. Thank you for your prayers.
Dear DAB family, this is your sister Ashley from California. I am coming to you with a couple of praises and a big prayer request. First, praise. I am so excited to announce my son Jackson will be ringing the bell to signify the end of treatment for his leukemia. He will be doing this on Wednesday, March 11th. God has blessed him with the ability to persevere, and for that I am profoundly grateful. Second, praise. I am in awe, and as I share with you all that I am pregnant, but wait, there's more. I am pregnant with fraternal twins, a boy and a girl. My husband, Greg, broken man of God, and I are excited and overwhelmed. I joke / claim that if the Lord could trust me with Jackson's cancer treatment, he can trust me with twins. My big prayer request. Last year, my mom, Heather from California, went into the hospital and was there for 6 weeks. She was intubated and sedated, treated for double pneumonia, given guidance on how to live with COPD and a hypoventilation syndrome. She has made progress with managing her COPD, but other factors that could be treated have been a big struggle. Couple this with the grief and complex post-traumatic stress syndrome she's experienced in the past 5 years, it is like she is in the muck and mire. So that is why I come to you to pray to you, prayer warriors. Like King David said in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the miry clay and placed my feet on solid ground. Please pray for my mom's heart to encounter the Lord, to lift her out of the mud and to be placed on solid ground so she can live with purpose after loss and glorify his name even when there's been so much loss. Love, your sister Ashley from California.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling via Arizona. And I want to lift up Marjorie from New Mexico to you over the death of her dad. Lord God, grief cuts so deep into our hearts, but your word says that you are the healer of the brokenhearted. And I pray, lift up Marjorie to you and pray over her your peace and your comfort and your healing as only you can provide. God, she is mourning deeply because she loved deeply. And I praise you, God, for your reassurance that we have eternity together in heaven. That's such a comfort in a real way, Lord God. But in the meantime, while we're waiting, it's hard. It's hard. So we lift her up to you and ask you to just touch her head with and fill her with your presence, your peace, and your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, we come before you also for the prayer encouragement for the request of Abba's daughter. She's worried about her financial situation once again, Lord. And we ask for what money she has left to be stretched like the widow's oil, Lord, that it will cover everything and have much left over for her enjoyment and that she might be able to bless others. For Billy with the Trinity Stone, we pray for his children, Taylor and Connor, his brother Christopher.
He wishes for them to, or desires for them to be better followers of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit put a fire into their hearts, that they will desire those scriptures to be in their heart every day, and that they will fall in love with our Savior. And for Noel, who is in Long Island, he received his divorce papers. He's devastated, Lord, and he wishes for, or he desires for this marriage to be restored, Lord. And we ask that you can, that you do what you can't, no, we ask, Lord, that you do what we can't do and restore and bring this marriage into a place where it is blessed and it thrives. And it is such a happy bond between these couples that others will notice and want to know what the Lord has done for them because of this turnaround and this repair work in this marriage. Father God, we give you the praise and the glory. We trust in turning our desires and our prayers and our sorrows over to you, Father God. And we thank you for everything that you do for us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey, Deborah, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Jerry from Duluth, good to hear you calling in, and great about your program, about worrying about your addiction there. Not something you're supposed to do on your own. Sounds like you got some support. Highly recommend to Celebrate Recovery. We go in for one thing, and we definitely find those of us that stick in the program for a while find out all kinds of things we got to work on. But obviously, it takes working on one first to do that. So good on you that you are finally tackling that issue in a very, very serious way, because it'll help all your relationships with your family members at that point. Thank God. Thank you, God. Brian and Jill are back home. That's all I got to say about that. And as much as I love the country of Jordan, I'm going in right now for my follow-up from my emergency surgery I had last Monday on my eye. A little bit of side effects still happening, but I am already claiming total healing. I'm going to go in there. He's going to say my trip to New Zealand next week is on and there are no problems. And I'm grateful for that. God has already given that to me. And I pray that in Jesus' mighty name. Love you all. Have a great day.
Marjorie, this is God's Life Speaker. I just heard you at the end of the podcast on the 9th of March, hearing about your dad passing away, and you're having a hard time, but what a testimony to say that you got to speak to him the day before he died, and that you received a letter postmarked the day he died. You have something precious to hold in your hand. That is just God's gift. It's his gift. And so cling to that, and cling to knowing that since your dad repented for his crimes, that I'm assuming that means he received Jesus as his Savior and repented of all of whatever he needed to, that he got to. Many of us don't get to do that, and so that you can rest in the peace of knowing you will see him again. Heavenly Father, thank you for Marjorie calling in so fresh. The news that's so hard to even speak out loud without losing our voices. So bless her, Lord, as she goes about working through these feelings and praising you that our Father at least knew you. Lord, would you just hold her close now? Give her comfort. This testimony is powerful. May she go about sharing this testimony. May others be saved. And we just thank you, Lord, for Marjorie. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. And I'm calling for Noel. I heard your message, Noel. And we've heard you calling before. We've been praying for you and your wife, and your call today just seemed like an imperative just to call and pray. So let's go before our Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Most High God, most righteous God, most faithful God. Lord, you are faithful and true. All your promises are yes and amen, Lord God. You are the God of hope. You are the way maker. You are the miracle worker. And you've done this all through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So to you be the glory. We hallow your name, our triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, we come to you and we lift up our brother Noel. He is being honest, Lord, and repentant, Lord. Father God, he is doing the work, and he's asking, will God, can God make a way for this marriage to be restored at this ninth hour when the divorce papers have been served and it seems too late? But you are the way maker. You are the one that moves mountains. Jesus said, if you believe and say, move this mountain into the sea, it will be done for you. So it is not us that do it. It is you that does it for us through our faith and belief, Father God, if it's your will, Lord. So we just pray and ask and intercede and stand in that gap, petitioning you and your favor, Father God, on this marriage, Lord. We pray that you have a plan to restore this marriage and you are actively working that plan out. We pray for patience and endurance for Noel in this season and continued belief that you will do the good that you say you will do, Father God. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for March 8th. We see this in our children, cravings for toys and technology, clothing and cars, but we see it in ourselves too. Many of us have a craving that blinds us so that we can't see all that God has done for us and given to us. Yes, we appreciate salvation and all that, but what we really crave is to be thin, to have a nicer house in a better neighborhood, to have a job with more authority and opportunity, to have children who make us look good and friends who make us feel important. For the Israelites, everything was about food. What is everything about for you? How is it causing you to lose sight of God's goodness? Lord, we don't want our family to be ruled by our cravings. We want to learn the secret Paul learned when he said he had learned to be content while living with nothing or with everything, with a full stomach or an empty one. Lord, we need the same strength to be content. Family, today is my 35th birthday, and my prayer kind of goes along with this, that I would just, my focus and desires would just be for the Lord and His will. Lately, I do feel so discontent and kind of different emotions working through, entitlement, pride, anger. So if you could all pray for me that I would be quick to seek God's wisdom and His wise word and instruction, that I would be slow to speak, that I would really take the time to pause before I speak, and when I do speak, that it would be God's truth and His kindness. I love you, family.
Hey, family, this is Cowboy. I was just calling in and asking for prayers for a friend of mine. Her name's Stacy, and she had a little mini stroke the other day, and she just now got out of the hospital, but it's messing with her vision. It's hard for her to see out of one eye, and the other one's like real blurry. And she's a trooper, and she's pretty much being a mom to her little grandbaby, and their parents just aren't really mature enough to take care of him. And you know, she's just being overworked, and I just think she's just so stressed out that she ended up having that, you know, stroke. So if we can just pray for healing and God to move in that situation to where her kids can get their butts in line and quit stressing her out so crazy, and that, you know, God just provides for her, and you know, just opens up doors and relieves that stress. All right, family, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hello, divers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Newell from Long Island. You talked about your marriage
And kudos to you for wanting to save it and wanting to do better and put the work in to shift things. And may I say that while you're putting in the work, doesn't mean that God, you know, or things happening the way that they're happening, that God is not working or working on your behalf. Some things have to play out, and that's not what we want. But shift your prayers, God, your will, your way, nothing more, nothing less. So if everything has to go through the courts and the divorce is final, doesn't mean that God's not going to work through it. So shift your mindset and let God do what he's doing, his good and perfect will. And you get your relationship with God on even keel and watch God do amazing things on your behalf and your wife's behalf and together. God bless you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, open our eyes to see you more clearly in the world around us and within our own hearts. Grant us a deeper understanding of your boundless love and unwavering grace. Quiet the noise of our lives so that we may hear your gentle whispers of wisdom. Guide our steps along the path that lead us closer to you. We want to know you better. May our knowledge of you grow richer each day, transforming us into a reflection of your light. We pray for hearts that seek you earnestly and find joy in your eternal love and embrace. Help us to know you more so we can introduce you to others more easily. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, my sweet siblings. It's Minita from Illinois. I just wanted to say hello to Brian and Jill. I call you guys my pastors because that's what you are to me. I just want to thank you so much for the details on March 9th. The details at the end, in whatever this is, I just love it. It was so beautiful. Your details, you know, it was just, it's amazing. You guys are unique. I love you guys. I'm so glad and I thank God that he heard our prayers here in the Daily Audio Bible and the ABC too, as we were praying for your safety. You know, coming back home safe, you know, and so I'm really grateful to God for you guys. You both blessed me so much with the reading of the Word. You guys are amazing, and I praise God for that. I love you guys. Here's a big hug, and one day I will be able to meet you in Israel. Maybe I can just go to next year, Lord willing. Anyway, God bless. Take care. A big hug and a big kiss. I love you guys so much. You and your family are always in my prayers. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Sean from the UK. I'm listening in the early morning hours of the 10th of March, and I just heard a lady speaking about her dad who passed away sadly, and was going to be in glory. We passed in prison, and the letter he wrote to her, and I just wanted to say, first of all, how sorry I am to learn of your dad's passing, but I just wanted to say, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your dear servant, Lord, who, Lord God, we thank you for the life of our dad. Lord, that you, Lord God, you have redeemed him. We thank you, Lord God, that he has surrendered his life to you, and he's now with you, Lord God. But, Lord, we know the grief that it leaves his daughter. I pray, Father, that you would reach out to her, Lord God, for your hand isn't too short that you can't.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in March 9th to pray over our children. Peter said to him, "Even if everyone else deserts you, I never will." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, Peter, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny three times that you even know me." "No," Peter declared emphatically, "even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the others vowed the same. Mark 14:29 through 31. When Peter said it, he meant it. He was all in when it came to Jesus and his mission, at least what he understood to be Jesus's mission. But he was unaware of his own weakness and his misunderstanding of what the kingdom of God really is and what it requires. So he arrogantly proclaimed his own fidelity to Christ as superior to everyone else's. He confidently put himself forward as an exception to what Jesus told him would happen. Mark tells us that all the other disciples then made the same vow. Their grand intentions only seemed to add to the tragedy when we read a few verses later. "Then all his disciples deserted him and ran away." Verse 50. We are more like Peter and the rest of the disciples than we would care to admit. We convince ourselves that we are wiser, stronger, and more righteous than we really are. And because of our overconfidence, we step into danger. We are certain we can peek at pornography and not become enslaved by it. Our children are certain they can go to the party and not be persuaded to drink alcohol. We want to think that we will be strong enough in our faith to put everything on the line when we're pressed to compromise, but we cave. To be continued. Hey family, calling in the continuation for March 9th. It was the discovery of his weakness that made Peter strong. His self-confidence vanished, and a sense of utter dependence upon the Lord grew in its place. Perhaps that's why Peter encourages the readers of his letters to prepare their minds for action. 1 Peter 1:13. Stay alert. 1 Peter 5:8. And to be on guard. 2 Peter 3:17. Peter knew firsthand that good intentions are not enough to protect a person from the darts of the evil one. Lord, as much as our children may want to be strong in the face of opposition and temptation, and as good as their intentions may be to be true to you, our children are weak and so in need of your spirit. Our children's spirit is willing, but their flesh is weak. Keep calling them to watch and pray so that they will not give in to temptation. I love you, family.
Hello, DAB family. It's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Tuesday, March 10th. I hope y'all are well. Just a couple of updates and prayer points for our family. My parents safely landed in Houston yesterday for yet another round of scans and appointments and updates on my mom's cancer journey. So I will keep you guys updated as I am kept updated as best I can. But obviously we want healing, but we know that no matter what the outcome, God is on the throne and God has her and our family and our community. And we're just so grateful for that. So just prayers for peace and for safety, and that regardless of the results, we have peace, despite, what may be to come. I am headed to my young adult group's church retreat from church this coming weekend. So prayers for that. It'll probably be over by the time you guys hear this. But super excited for that, to get to reconnect with this group and to get to spend some time in the house of the Lord. I cannot wait, especially because of how difficult it has been to get to church with this job. I just cannot wait for a weekend of worship and fellowship. Prayers for safety for our hearts, clarity for our hearts and minds, and just safety for all of us as we head out there. And just if you guys would, please keep praying for my finances. Oh, there's just so many things happening. But I know God will provide because he always does. And I am running out of time, so I will talk to you guys later. Have a blessed week. Abba's daughter, Sadie M. Bye for now.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Saved by Grace in California. I just like to pray for and lift up the sister that called about her brother who's on drugs named Keith. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up Keith. Keith to you. I plead the blood of Jesus over him. I pray for his salvation. I claim his soul for Jesus Christ. I ask, Father God, that you'd help him see his need for Jesus Christ in his life. Father God, I pray for deliverance from all drugs and all other mind-controlling entities that have come into this Keith's life, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you would remove the taste and the want for this drug, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you would make circumstances come in his life, Father, that he would be receptive to receive help, to go into a program, and to see, Father God, open his eyes to the lies that the enemy is telling him, that he can come against this on his own. Father, I pray that he would yield free to you and that he would accept your power in this situation. I pray for his sister. You give her wisdom, discernment, and the words of encouragement through your word, Lord, that she can share with him, Father God, and make his heart receptive to receive the saving grace, the deliverance, and the power through the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Sean from the UK. Just wanted to offer up a prayer briefly for the lady who called about her granddaughter, Liana. So, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that we believe your report this morning. And your report says Liana is healed, that the chastisement of her peace was upon you, and by your stripes she is healed, Lord. You said, Father, that, you know, we should suffer the little children to come unto you, and that even we ourselves should come before you as children. So, Father, with the rod of thy breath, Lord God, smite any infirmity that would seek to rise up in her body. Lord God, we just speak to her red blood cells, white blood cells, respiratory system, every tissue, Lord God, and ligament. Prophesy to them and command them to light up with your word, which declares the honor. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. Be strengthen her grandmother and the family, Lord, as they support her. This biopsy, Lord God, and her recovery, Lord God, and we just, Lord God, just release her into your hands, Lord. Just plead and apply the blood of Jesus over her. Thank you likewise also for Kai, Lord God, that you've given him the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Bind up his bruises, Lord God, and give him the oil of joy for mourning, a spirit of praise for heaviness, and beauty for ashes, I pray. Thank you for hearing, in Jesus' name. And answering, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Eyes of a Dove, this is Heather in Tennessee, and I thank you so much for your offer to for me to reach out to you because of my daughter R. She is traveling this way as I speak. She and her dad and her family, they're all traveling out to Tennessee. Hopefully the baby will be born not en route, praying that she's going to make it here, and the whole family and everything. And thank you so much for your offer. And I would have reached out to you. She was in Bremerton, so I don't know if that's anywhere near where you were. But anyway, things are hopefully going to work out. And I just thank you so much for your kindness. And just continue to pray for you, and thank you. Bye. Hi, it's Heather in Tennessee again. I just wanted to lift up the woman who called in. Her father was in prison and passed away, and she had just spoken to him, and he wrote her a letter, and she's just having such a hard time with his passing, and I'm praying for you. This is a hard time, and we don't always understand everything that goes on, and I'm praying that the Lord will give you peace, that he will comfort you, that you will feel encouraged, that even in small ways, just some good remembrances of your father will carry you through the next moment. When I lost my father, it's just the memories, that the good memories that pushed me forward and helped me to remember him in such a good way. And I pray that for you as well, that you will find some happy thoughts and thankfulnesses to God, that your father loved you and he was proud of you, and that that God will carry you through this. Praying for you, my sister. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio family. This is Ty from Atlanta. I just want to thank everybody for praying and giving me encouragement. This definitely feels like a family. This definitely feels like a community. I know we're from all over. I just want to thank everybody who's been praying. Of course, it has been so overwhelming, but knowing that I have brothers and sisters praying makes more of the difference, and I am not going to give up. I pray for my family that are on here that are going through real life struggles and also things that are overbearing. I pray for my sister whose granddaughter's having the surgery. God, I just pray that you supernaturally touch her and heal from the root what's going on and completely heal my sister's granddaughter. Also, I just pray for the people that are in Israel that they'll be able to be safe, that Brian and all the family would be able to get home in safety. Lord, I pray that your hand protect them and cover them in Jesus' name. But I just wanted to hop on to tell you guys I love you guys. I would love to connect with you guys more. I know we're from different places.
I keep a list of all my failures folded in the back of my heart. Every promise that I shattered, every time I fell apart. Your grace is a point, not a price that I earned. You meet me at my lowest in the ashes and the burn. I say I'm so unworthy. You say, child, that's why I came. Your mercy isn't measured. Your love is still the same. I try to pay you back in pieces, but my hands are always broke. You smile right through my striving. Call me beloved, not a joke. Your grace is the point, not a price that I earned. You meet me at my lowest in the ashes and the burn. I say I'm so unworthy. You say, charge, that's why I came. I don't deserve forgiveness, but you'd give it all the same. That's poem is a poem I called Grace is the Point. This is Miracle Child.
Hi, y'all. It's Beloved on the Beach. I'm driving home from my big MLEX national certification exam to move my massage therapy license from Massachusetts to Florida. We've been here in Florida over 3 years, and I've been licensed in Massachusetts for 13. So it was a very humbling and somewhat nerve-wracking experience to be studying again, flashcards, practice exams, and all of that. And I'm just so grateful the Lord heard my pleas and yours. Thank you all for praying for me and supporting me. Pray for my business as it launches and goes forward. That gives me the right clients to love on, help bring healing and balance and just the light of Jesus into their lives. And if you could all keep praying for my husband, Colin, still looking for a job. It's been a year and a half, but I believe God is moving and things are starting to happen. And this is just the first step. I got my major win today. So please keep praying for Colin to get his and that God keeps providing. Thank y'all. I love you. Praying for you always as well. And God sure is mighty and he hears each and every one of our prayers. So keep praying, y'all. Bye.
Good morning. This is a prayer request for Leanne. I think a family member called in for her. She has a biopsy on her thyroid soon, or has happened, I assume, to check for some sort of cancer. Lord, so we just pray that biopsy go well, that it's quick. quick and as pain-free as possible, and that the doctors are able to get a good chunk they can analyze, and ultimately, Lord, that they will come back with the news that she does not have cancer, that whatever indicators or biomarkers were kind of showing that she might have cancer would just be false positives, that that she would just be cancer free. And even if the markers they found were from cancer, we just pray that your healing hand would just wipe out that cancer from her body, Lord. And we pray that in all this situation that your kingdom moves forward just a little bit further, and that you are shown to people a little bit more, and that your love is spread a little bit more, Lord. And we just pray that we know you'll do all things for good, but we also pray for protection and healing over Leanne. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jane Truth in Nebraska. For a little while longer, at least, I want to give you a praise report. I have no more teeth. They're all removed and have no problem with any more pain or infections. Praise God. I'm trying to keep my blood sugar steady and get some healthy protein with some bone broth and supplements. Housing. I went through my last housing situation in Nebraska on the 27th of January and prayed this or something better. And praise God, I have found a place, but it's in Iowa. And it's amazing. I've been dealing with a galley kitchen, and I asked if I could find an eat-in kitchen, and wouldn't you know it, there was such an animal, but it was a three-bedroom, not a two-bedroom, and it had two baths and a balcony. And so God is blessing me in all kinds of ways. All utilities paid, even electric. Hallelujah. And so the cat, the feral female who got introduced into my home, just walked out the day that I got my approval and walked into the night into her freedom. Which was last night. So I'd ask you to please pray for my telephone situation and timing, health and healing, of my kneecap break, and also communication and church.
I keep a list of every foolish word I've said, carry it around like a stone inside my chest. I see the strain that I can never seem to clean. All I tell myself, this is all I'll ever be. I flinch and hide when I feel your mercy near. Sure, you'll see me through all the masks I've worn for years. But you walk into the mess I try to sweep, and you kneel right down, washing the dirt off my feet. Every I don't deserve it, you rewrite with I'm forgiven. Every I'm too far gone, you answer, child, come home. All my shame in your hands turns to stories of redemption. You take all that I am and you never let go. That's the whole point of grace. I could never earn this place. You don't wait for me to measure up, you just open up your arms. This love I don't deserve, still you hold me when I break. I'm unworthy, but you call me yours. That's the whole point of grace. This is the whole point of grace by Miracle Child. God bless.
Hey, Dabbers, it's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made in Winchester, Virginia. God impressed on my heart to come before you guys and ask you to pray for my niece. She's the one that was in ICU with diabetic ketoacidosis a few weeks ago, and she's recovering, but she's in a situation right now where her husband of 20 years came home one day and told her he had bought a house and wasn't for them. He decided he wanted to leave the marriage. And so the home that she's been living in for 20 years, she is now being told she has to leave. And she has been a stay-home mom, raised her boys. Just one of the most beautiful, God-fearing, gentle people that I have ever had the pleasure of knowing. She wouldn't hurt a fly, and I just feel like this family is taking one hit after the other after the other. So I'm going to ask you guys to please go before the throne of God with me and pray for her. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you and just give you honor and glory and praise, because you are the Almighty God and you have control over every situation. You have the power to heal, to help, and to make whole. And we just ask that you would provide Jessica with the resources that she needs to be able to find a new home, a job, and just people that will lift her up and encourage her and help her through this very difficult time. Dear God, I just ask that you bring her peace and comfort and joy in this storm. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good afternoon. This is my joy. I'd like to thank Brian, Jill, and Ezekiel for such a wonderful platform. May God bless you. I was so excited the last time I called. I had just turned 90, and I was too excited, and I think I forgot to say how happy I am for the daily audio Bible, the chronological, and the kids, the Psalms and Proverbs. I thank God for all the workers, the technicians, and everybody, because this has been a wonderful, wonderful platform for me. 90 is such a wonderful age to be, and I love the Lord for keeping me. I've had a lot of ups and downs, but I've had more ups than I have downs. And I appreciate the community for praying for one another, and I pray right along with them. I'm not a person that calls in and pray, but I do thank the Lord for giving me life and life more abundance. He has blessed me over the 90 years. Thank you so much, God, for your love and your peace, your joy and understanding. Thank the Lord for each community person that is a part of this platform. And we ask God to continue to bless you in the name of Jesus.
Vivi in Texas, my heart just broke when I heard your call. And I just can imagine how you feel, like it took everything out of you to get this far. And you're so brave and strong. And I know you may not feel it right now, but I just wanted to tell you that it wasn't in vain, because you dragged everything into the light, and the things of the darkness cannot survive in the light. So don't let discouragement drag everything back into the darkness again. I would suggest that you and your children find Christian counseling, though, because, you know, so that you can learn to go forward. The world's justice doesn't heal anybody's heart anyway. Only God can do that, and healing is really what you and your children need right now. I know it's the longest and hardest part of the fight, and I'm speaking from the position of someone who's been there. Let your husband know with love that just like God sees you and your devastation, he sees the truth about him, no matter what the courts ruled. Keep your head up, sweet sister. Grieve all you need to grieve. Cry all you need to cry, but keep your eyes on Jesus. I love you, and I'm praying for you. This is Knees Upon the Floor in Florida.
Hi, Dab family. This is God's Life Speaker.
I could not understand the name right. It was February 21st community prayers at about 1 hour 55 minutes in. Juan Yin Renee, I'm sorry, sir, but you were calling in. You were quoting scripture about providing for your family, asking God to give you just the opportunity to provide, to be the man to your girls and to your wife, and that you wanted to restore a relationship with the Father. You know, he heard that, and he sees your heart, and you are asking for help in prayer. I believe that you have made many steps to turn and to begin in the right direction. Now walk it out, and begin to just speak that scripture. Post it for yourself as a reminder. Constantly come back to the Lord with the same prayer as you do your part in collaborating with him and doing what his word says. Heavenly Father, you know the heart of this man. You heard him. He desires to be in relationship with you. He desires to provide for his family, to be the husband to his wife and the father to his daughters. Would you fill him up, empower him to do that, give him wisdom and knowledge, strength to do that? And he wants interviews where people see you in him. So Lord, that is a powerful prayer. So we say amen to that. And we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing currently in this man's life and what you will do. May you get all the glory through his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can I ask my family for prayers for safety? We have some terrible weather heading my daughter Glowworm's way up there in Michigan. We've got possible storm cells going to come through my area overnight with potential high winds, maybe tornadoes, damaging hail, severe lightning, and my daughter Poncho, with the nerve damage that she has because of her spinal cord damage, her medicines are not working like they should, and she's just suffering a lot. And we still haven't heard anything from that eye specialist. So if you could lift that up to the throne of grace also. And for my son to be able to quickly get his truck fixed, I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, grant us the clarity of mind to discern the truly good path, one that extends beyond our immediate desires. Open our hearts to the needs and well-being of those around us, prompting us to consider their burdens and hopes. May empathy guide our choices, allowing us to see the world through the eyes of others. Strengthen our resolve to prioritize generosity and compassion over self-interest. Instill in us the wisdom to understand the lasting impact of selfless actions. Help us to build a world where we care for one another and it flourishes. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, DAB family. This is Miracle Child from Fargo. Could you please pray with me for my biological dad and his family? They are going through loss right now, and I'm not really asking for prayers for myself because I am perfectly fine. Unlike other times when I dealt with loss and death. I did want to say, though, that I think God has given me a breakthrough with this because I'm no longer affected by death in the way that I used to be. But anyway, could you please pray for my dad, my mom, and my little brother in Poland? They are really grieving right now, and I would like prayers for them, for comfort and for strength. I'm just happy that this isn't affecting me in a way that it normally does, where it puts me in a downward spiral. Like the first thought that came to my mind when I heard about the death is that, how is my mom? How is my dad? How is my dad's family?
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine, a lady that I work with. Her name is Kathy. She is a temporary employee. She has been now for 9 months, but she is looking to get hired on permanently or full-time up there. She just needs to be covered up in prayers so she can get hired on full-time and become a full-time employee up there. And that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Bye for now.
Good morning. This is Jeff in Franklin. Just wanted to give a verse of encouragement. And it's Proverbs 18:10. And I heard about Ty and just others who are struggling, who are dealing with anxiousness, with uncertainty, with concerns, with fear, whatever may be going on. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. That's a beautiful verse. And just know that God has you. He sees you. He knows you. His hand is upon you. You are blessed. You are His. And just as the Israelites were removed from the land of Egypt, from bondage, just as God saw to it that they were able to leave that land, God delivered them. God will deliver you. He loves you. He sees you. He knows you. He has you. Just know this and rest in peace with this assurance. Love you, Dab family. Have a good day.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I'm calling with prayers for Thanksgiving, actually, for my 10-year-old nephew. He was baptized, he and his sister, or Cedar also. She's 6 years old. I know Elijah years ago at 7 accepted Jesus into his heart. It was from an app that I had on my phone, gave it to him, and he, the character named Chris, led him to the Lord, and he fully accepted. He was asked if anybody wants to receive Jesus, and totally embraced it. It was right in front of my eyes as we were having lunch. So I just thank you for Elijah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing him and Cedar, Lord, equally. May you just bless her and lead her in the way she should go. For my other granddaughter, who's 9, I'm another family. I pray for her that she would be protected always. She's in a joint custody issue. I just pray that she would be helped always. The Lord be with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Richie at NC. Today is March 8th. I just heard the caller from Long Island calling requesting prayers for his marriage. Brother, I'm in the same boat as you. My wife and I have been separated for 2.5 years, and actually on Friday the 13th is when we have our court date for divorce. I'm totally against it. I've been praying against that. But I have come to find out in these 2.5 years, the Holy Spirit has worked on me. He has, and he'll work on you too. And just remember that God can and does heal and restore marriages. Nothing is too hard for him. I have family members tell me to get on and move on with my life. Friends tell me the same thing. And I say, show me in the Bible where that is. Marriage is holy. God created it. And I'm praying for it. And even if divorce happens, God can still heal and restore the marriage. And I pray for that for you, brother, in Long Island. Keep trusting God. Keep praying. He can and does heal and restore marriages. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Anne. I'm calling in a prayer request for my 2 daughters. First one's Lily. She just broke up with a boy she's been dating for over a year, and it's an abusive relationship. But I just pray that she stays strong and she doesn't go back to him, and that she's able to move forward and understands how much healthier she is and doesn't need this boy. And then we ask for prayer for Mary. My daughter, she's a senior in college, a collegiate athlete. She's going to be a history teacher. She has interviewed for a position. She has an offer on the table for when she graduates, but she needs to pass a history exam. And she's taken it a couple times and hasn't been successful yet. She does have accommodations that the testing center hasn't approved yet. So just pray that she'll pass that test. And so she can kind of go through her senior year as an athlete and as a student and enjoy it. And just that she would be feel confident that she can pass that test and remove all anxieties and struggles for when she does. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible family. I love you and I'm praying for you. Amen.
Good morning. I just want to call in and ask for prayer for a couple of things. I've called in before about a back issue and having surgery, and that's now been scheduled for the 26th of March at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's a pretty serious surgery. It involves a fusion and a couple other things for the vertebrae. But also just I'm kind of more worried about recovery. I'm an active person, so I don't want to push the recovery too hard. I also don't know what kind of pain level to expect, as this is my first surgery. And I guess a bigger prayer request is that, you know, my wife has, quote unquote, been separated from me, although we live in the same house for about 6 or 7 months now. And I'm on her insurance, and she's just kind of waiting until the surgery is kind of cleared up and done before she starts to proceed with whatever, you know, she wants. I want reconciliation. She doesn't. And so it's just kind of weighing on me before the surgery that after the surgery, things are going to start moving, and she'll probably bring up moving out and all that. And that'll mean we'll have to sell our condo because we both can't afford the mortgage by ourselves. So it's a lot. So if you could just lift me up in prayer, I would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Hey, my beautiful dabbers. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels on March 10th. Just wanted to call and lift us all up in prayer, give thanksgiving and gratitude to our great, great Abba Father, and pray over some of the prayer requests. So let's go before our beautiful Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Abba, you are Father. That is who you are. And in your beautiful, beautiful, infinite grace and mercy, you brought your Son forth to restore us and redeem us back to you. You are such a good God. You are such a great Father. We are so grateful for you and grateful for Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for quickening us while we were dead in our transgressions and making us alive again in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we come before you and we just thank you for bringing Brian and Jill and Ezekiel and everyone back to the United States from the Israel trip. and what went on to be the Jordan trip. And Father, we pray your hand of protection and peace upon all the people in that region and the promised land, Father, whether they're Jews, Muslims, Christians, whatever they are, Father, they are the people on that land, and we just pray safety for them, Father God. We pray mercy for them, Father. And Lord, we also lift up beloved Shirley from Tacoma. She asked for prayers for her granddaughter, who's 13, Liana, who's having a biopsy done on a cyst on her thyroid. And we just pray for this beautiful young teenager, Lord God, Liana, that you would have mercy on her and that this would not be cancer, that it would be benign, and you would heal her in your infinite grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord. We love you. And in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Hey, everybody. This is Following the Pillar. I'm just calling in today. I've called in with something similar to this before, but it's been probably a year now. So I just wanted to call it again. And I've heard a few people on the prayer line say that they are worried about calling in something because it's not big enough, or they say they think it's not important enough to take up prayer time. But I just wanted to remind everybody that God cares about you personally. God loves you deeply. So if it matters to you, bring it to God, and God cares about it. And if God cares about it, then we all care about it here on this prayer line. This is not something that we do because we have to. This is not a chore that we don't want to be involved with, but we, you know, just got to get through it. This is something that we are all blessed to be a part of. And so I just wanted to really let everybody know that there's thousands of people out there that care about you. From the smallest thing, from, you know, the splinter in your hand. It doesn't matter if it's a test you're worried about. It doesn't matter if it's just anything. If you care about it, God cares about it. If God cares about it, we care about it. So I just really wanted to make that clear. So we love you, and we'll look forward to hearing from y'all soon.
Hello, Dappers. This is your sister, Nova Cheryl from Northern Virginia, his Princess Warrior. Today I wanted to call to encourage Ty from Atlanta. I was really touched by your call because I have been there. I am about 25 years older than you, but I remember having similar thoughts and anxiety around your age. During that time, I discovered the power of the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Even Jesus quoted from Scripture using his sword when he was tempted in the desert. So I recommend memorizing Scripture or listening to Christian music as a weapon against the enemy. That's what worked for me. Specifically, Psalm 23 and the Keith Green song, "The Lord is My Shepherd." I was saved at a Keith Green concert in the late 70s. He died in a plane crash in the early 80s, but his final album has always been my favorite, Songs for the Shepherd. One of the songs is based on Psalm 23, "The Lord is My Shepherd." That song is so beautiful that I used to sing it as a lullaby when my children were babies. It always calmed their little spirits. One day the Holy Spirit reminded me of that when I was going through my time of anxiety and horrible thoughts. It worked to calm my soul and silence the lies of the enemy. Ty, I will be praying Romans 15:13 and Philippians 4:7 over you for the next month. I love you. Remember, bloom where you're planted and grow with God.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, grant us the grace to truly see those around us as Jesus saw the multitudes with compassion. Help us to set aside our own concerns and distractions, making space to listen with an open heart, remembering the call to bear one another's burdens. May our presence be a source of comfort and strength, reflecting your love that seeks out the lost and lonely. Teach us to offer not just words, but the gift of our undivided attention, knowing that even a moment of genuine connection can be a powerful testament of your care. Let our interactions be marked with empathy and understanding,
so that others may feel truly seen and valued in your sight. Guide us to be present in each encounter, recognizing the sacredness of human connection. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Lucy in Alabama. I posted this in the DAB Friends too. February 13th, I started getting pretty sick. I didn't know what was wrong with me. My ear was killing me. I thought I was coming down with the flu or something because I just had this constant earache, and then I ended up having a sore throat, which I still have. It's actually just very extremely swollen. I ended up, after all of the number of symptoms I had, several people suggested that I may have shingles. I've never had it, didn't know all the symptoms. And it's shingles on my face, in my ear, and on my scalp. And in the last couple of weeks, I realized that I have no feeling on the right side of my face. Everything is completely numb. It's including my head, the back of my neck, which I never got sores on. It's just on my face and my head that I got the sores and the scabs. My tongue is numb. And I've taken all the medication. I went back to the doctor yesterday and got another prescription, same medication. Please pray for me. I'm in so much pain, and I just don't know how much more I can take. Thank you.
This is Deirdre Alley. Today is Thursday, March 12th. And I'm sitting here in the quiet early morning, and I'm in my prayer moment and thinking about my family here. But I just wanted to give you guys an update, because I had called in a little while back about the anxiousness I was feeling regarding a dental procedure I was supposed to have. Actually, on Monday, I started the treatment. And they began a root canal treatment. I've had two root canals previously, but apparently the work was shoddy. This is kind of like what I was told, led to infection. They tried to repair that. However, it couldn't happen Monday, so I was sent home. Tuesday morning, back there again, and I had a dental implant started. So the implant is there right now in the upper and bottom teeth, two to be exact, but it is painful. I'm in a lot of pain right now. Even though I'm taking ibuprofen, I'm still in a lot of pain, so I'm just asking for your prayers where that is concerned. I know I will be able to get through this. Thankfully, though, while going through the procedure, I just had my music on, and this song, Highs and Low, on repeat. And I tell you, it was so comforting. You know, when you fix your mind on the truth, on Christ and His Word, and I'm receiving His Word through this song, it just makes a difference. So just focus on Him, focus your heart and your mind on Him, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts. Be blessed.
Hey Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Daniel Johnson Jr., what a great prayer you had on the community prayer this week. That was powerful. So I'm going to make it a great day today as well. And Panting Deer, hadn't heard you in a while. Amen to your prayers for Ty and Casey, the single-minded prommer. Amen to prayers for your son, for him to get a little bit of, how about social awareness? How about how we say that would be a good thing, and to remove the aggression. God's word says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. So I pray that over your son today. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jessica in California, and I'm calling in because I was listening to the community prayer, and I'm sorry I was busy at the time, but a gal called in regarding my prayer for my dad who had prostate cancer. A lot of you guys called in, and I thank you very much for that. But this particular lady said that her husband had the same thing, and that he didn't take the chemo, and that he's been cancer-free. And I just wanted to let you know, thank you for that, because I was able to talk to my dad, and he's taking his last shot for to lower his testosterone this week. And he doesn't, you know Jesus or anything. But I told him that you had called in and gave the testimony about your husband. And so he was encouraged by that. And I also got to share with him that I'm on the Daily Audio Bible and that I have basically the whole world praying for him. And so he didn't really know how to take that, but I just pray that it, you know, went somewhere deep down in his spirit. And when he gets cancer free and he starts living life again, that he will realize that God is real and Jesus loves him. And I just thank all you guys, because your guys' prayers are powerful. And us all joining together for people it's amazing. And God is doing amazing things in this time. So I just thank you guys for all your prayers. And I love you guys. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good day. Bye.
Evie from San Antonio. This is Julie from Indiana. I apologize. It's taken me a whole week to get through the community prayers and find out what the result of the trial was. Our dearest Abba, we are heartbroken and disappointed. We know your ways are higher than ours. Jesus, you said that if anyone would offend one of these little ones, it would be better for him to have a millstone around his neck and cast into the sea. We know that you are a God of justice. We know that you judge men's hearts and that you know all things. We also know that you are a God of mercy. We don't understand why you chose to extend mercy to this man this week. We pray that he will come to deep remorse and complete repentance to the saving of his soul. Please do not let him feel like you don't see him and that he can hide from you. We do not wish even this sin to take him to eternal fire. This verdict makes us feel like there was no vindication. Lord, please let Evie and her girls know that you see them, that you hear them, that you know the truth, that vengeance and mercy belong to you. Abba, we lift these girls to you and ask for complete healing of all trauma. Help them to let you completely fill them and allow you to touch those deep places in their souls. Teach them their true value as your daughters. Save them from the lies that the enemy will try to speak. Fill them, Lord, with your healing and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. People on the water, amen to your prayers for Ty. And too blessed to be stressed, Micah. Mentioned that everyone was praying for our dabber who kind of lost her job due to, you know, her thing and praising God or, you know, talking. And she wondered whether or not she planted a seed, and Too Blessed to Be Stressed came on. He started talking about that seed being planted. And I thought, oh God, I've had tons. I was a hardcore atheist. I had lots of seeds that were planted. But then he went on to say, like, how that person could affect someone else's person and could affect someone else. So I want to give a quick testimony of how powerful God is. So I told you I was a hardcore atheist, lots of seeds planted, came to Christ. I can look back now and see those seeds and how that came. But that's not the end of the story. Got involved in small groups, a lot of men's small groups, and had some really good friends, kept in touch. And I got one who kind of, he moved out of town a little bit, and we didn't talk for 10 years. So he calls me around Christmas, right after Christmas, And he and his wife of 20 plus years are getting ready to split up. He's already packed his car. They've already told their teenage kids that he is moving out and they're getting divorced. And he was calling to ask me about stuff. And I had to be honest with him. You know, he said, I trust your, from all those times we had meetings together, I trust your judgment. And I told him what I think the Bible said about divorce. And then he asked me about, well, how is this going to affect my kids? And I gave him my honest opinion about that. And then we started dealing with something he's struggling with. And it was like, hey, you got to deal with this, because regardless if you get divorced, that thing is coming with you to your next relationship. And he started dealing with that. He and his wife are still together. He did not move out. They pray every single day together, even though he had his car packed, ready to move. That is the effect of planting a seed in someone's life. God did it, not me. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hello, hello, DAB family. It's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It's Thursday, March 12th. I hope y'all are well. So my parents had to go to Houston this week. They're home, or they're at least in Columbus. They're back. Unfortunately, I mean, you guys know we've been on the cancer train now for 2 years. And unfortunately, we've hit another twist and turn. My mom had her scans on Tuesday, and her appointment was yesterday at MD Anderson. And friends, they found not one, but several more tumors, both on her liver and lymph nodes. I kind of don't know what to say right now, besides from, I know God has us, and we covet your prayers deeply right now. Obviously we're unsettled, but I also have faith that God is going to use it for his glory, and that Satan will not prevail over my mother. But yeah, I wanted to let everyone know, prayers for my mental health. I do get to go to my young adult church retreat this weekend, which I think is just divine timing after the news we got yesterday. But I'm kind of struggling. I really don't feel like going to work today between my GLP-1 and just working so many days in a row and the news we got. But life presses on. Bills press on. So we must press on. But I appreciate you guys. I love y'all. I appreciate your prayers. And yeah, it's, you know, we're going to keep pushing. They're actually putting her on a clinical trial. So that's going to be given it as an infusion every 2 weeks. But I'm out of time, so I'll talk to y'all later.
This is Knees Upon the Floor in Florida. And I know these letters have been kind of like confessionals lately. And I really appreciate that you give me a safe place to do it. Dear Jesus, studying Moses and the sacrifices, Brian said something that struck a chord with me about how the animal sacrifices could even have ended up being one of their pets. I thought, what if, because I knowingly sinned, I had to slit my beloved cat's throat and bleed him out for atonement? Would that stop me? Then suddenly I realized that I had never really grasped your sacrifice for me, Jesus. When one of my sons was little, he had to have a bariatric enema. I was pregnant at the time, so they made me wait outside the room in the hall. But out there, I could hear him screaming, pleading, Mommy, please don't let them. Mommy, make them stop, crying and howling so awfully. Then the heartbreaking, Mommy, where are you? And I was sitting just a closed door away, bawling and helpless to aid or comfort. Oh, Father God, why have I never really seen before what you must have felt when your beloved son cried out in the garden, Father, please don't make me do this? Or on the cross, Father, why have you forsaken me? How is it possible that I can return to my sin so often, which the word says is like crucifying Christ again, when you paid such a high price for me? Please forgive me, Jesus, for my incredibly hard and ungrateful heart. Knees Upon the Floor in Florida.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible, how y'all doing today? It is March 12th, 2026. It's Rebecca from Michigan. You know what? I would like to find me a walking buddy, because I love walking, even though you guys do the long walking in the summer. So, But sometimes I don't know if I feel safe, like, walking where I live, because I live near a river and a lake. You know, living in Michigan, there's a lot of lakes. But this one place I was, like, going walking by myself one time, and some guy let his dog loose, and it approached me, and then he approached me, and I got really freaked out and started pulling my phone out and start walking really fast, praying that someone would come on the path with me, because it was scary. So I get creeped out sometimes walking by myself, but I just want prayer that God would find me a walking person, a buddy, a person that's safe to walk with, that I won't feel like somebody's gonna kidnap me or do something harmful to me. I do get creeped out. I know we probably shouldn't live in fear, but I get creeped out when somebody approaches me out of nowhere and I don't know them. And yet, I would love to be friendly and talk to people, but I know you can't always do that because somebody could harm you. So, if you would pray for me, find me a person I can go walking with, that would be great. Thank you, and you guys have a blessed day. Bye.
Good evening, Dab family. This is TBG calling from California. I'm calling to ask for prayer for my wife. Her job just told her that they are essentially mandating all employees to return to work sometime in May. We bought a house about an hour and a half away from where her office is, and we've started building our lives. We have three beautiful small kids, and we are starting to build our life here. And they told her the news today, and this is obviously a shock to us because it would require so much movement, more money spent, and we'd have to adjust everything. She's been working from home for 6 years and has been very efficient at it. And so you can imagine the shock we both felt when we heard the news. So I'm asking for your prayer that God would soften the hearts of her employers to not only allow her work from home fully, but to grant her the favor that he's been giving her all this time. I'm praying for all the dabbers. I haven't had a chance to listen to all of your prayer requests, but know that I'm here with you. I'm praying for you. Whatever situation you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, whatever struggles you're going through, I pray that God allows you to overcome them and see the other side of that challenge that you're going through. So I thank you all for your continued prayers. I love each and every one of you. Make today a great day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible, it's Jamie in NC here. I was finally matched with my third seeing eye dog last May, and she's a sweetheart. She's my first female and my first light-colored dog, a lab and golden cross, yellow lab, golden retriever. So she's got brown ears and a brown tail tip and some beige on her back, but mostly she's very white. So she's a pretty girl. And I've been through a number of health challenges this year. As some may remember, I was a preemie, and so my asthma has come back as allergic asthma, and I'm now officially diagnosed with a sleep disorder, and a lot of the mental health issues which were previously responding to medication are not nearly doing as well. So prayers for my health, much appreciated. I'm so thankful for my wonderful church.
Hello, my DAP family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we lift our precious loved ones to you, acknowledging that they are ultimately yours. We confess that worry often creeps in, but we choose to release them into your loving and capable hands. Your word reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing you hold them securely. May your grace and protection surround them always. Strengthen our faith to truly believe in your perfect plan for their lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in March 12th to pray over our children. The Lord said to Moses, place Aaron's staff permanently before the Ark of the Covenant to serve as a warning to rebels. This should put an end to their complaints against me and prevent any further deaths. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. Then the people of Israel said to Moses, look, we are doomed. We are dead. We are ruined. Everyone who even comes close to the tabernacle of the Lord dies. Are we all doomed to die? Numbers 17:10-13. Throughout the story of the wilderness wandering, we read that the congregation of Israel grumbled. They complained about the food that showed up outside every morning, the lack of water, and the route they were taking. And in Number 16, we see they grumbled about the leaders God gave them in Moses and Aaron. God had had enough of their grumbling. He instructed the leaders of all 12 tribes to submit their staffs to Moses. They were placed before the Lord in the tabernacle and left there overnight. During the night, one staff not only sprouted, it budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. In this way, the Lord definitely demonstrated his choice of Aaron to serve him and stand in his presence, and he put an end to the people's grumbling. To be continued.
God bless you, Brian. I'm overjoyed to know that this about this book of Q, because it just lends credence to my angels that visit, my Jesus, our Jesus. He was teaching our circulation system, our blood, through stretching, which builds strength, which builds ankle strength with focus on the feet, and you get better. It prevents arthritis, the tendons and ligaments that's spoken of in Ezekiel strengthening, Peter strengthening the lame man's ankles and he walks, Jesus stretching his hand, stretching of Elijah three times on the little boy and he lives, stretch, 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 build strength. The blood, it's our blood. Jesus was the teacher. Forget everything else. He was teaching. Nobody knows what he was teaching. He was definitely teaching something mysterious about the foot. I have no doubt when you go to those sites that you went to, they're anomaly sites, strength sites. Them steps wear you out. It's all to build strength. And then you lift those stones. That's another theory. But he was teaching about our blood. Genesis, the being born naked and afraid. It's about a baby being born, born again. When you age and you don't do these methods of stretching, it hurts to undo. And you have to learn to walk, crawl again, just like a baby as an adult, except for as an older person. And you heal. You gain strength. God bless you.
Good morning. This is a response to a prayer request from Matt for his father-in-law. I believe he said father-in-law. Not father, but either way, just for his heart and his soul and his spirit and his salvation. Lord, we just pray that you reveal yourself to him mightily as you did with Paul. Salt Paul, touch his eyes and open them, touch his ears and open them to hear your word, to hear your truth. And as Brian says, lead him into all truth, Lord, to where he can't deny that your way is the only way and it is the best way. You take our burdens, you take anything that we want to surrender. You forgive us completely of our sins. Your son has taken that on him on the cross. Took it down to the pit of Sheol, Lord. Sorry, my dogs are barking. And just visit him, Lord. In your sons' name, I pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. I want to lift up Shelley and her family to you. Lord Heavenly Father, it is so hard to lose a child. So difficult, especially in a tragedy like an accident. And we lift up Shelley to you and her family who are suffering this horrible situation. We pray your hand of comfort upon each head, that your Holy Spirit would fill their bodies to overflowing love and appreciation for one another. I pray that you would draw this family in a tighter circle with you at the core, Lord God, where they can receive comfort from you and from each other, and they can comfort one another in your holy name. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, as they go through these horrible next few days of planning a funeral and all that's involved, we ask, God, that you just walk with them, that your presence be known to them in a very tangible way, and that you will lead them to those green pastures and still waters where they will find your peace in Jesus. Amen.
Hey, DAB. It is Refined by the Fire in Ohio. It's taking a minute to call in, check in, say welcome home, hardened family. Thank you so much for taking us along on your adventure and your additional side excursion, while unplanned, sounded really spectacular in the best God way possible. And I know we have had a lot of heavy prayers out there recently, so I am lifting those up with you guys. Just reflecting, you know, on the Gospels and our other readings, and just Brian's reminder that this isn't just some dusty ancient book. It is alive. It is active. It is inside each of our lives when we stop for a minute and look around and notice the pattern of how things were all the way back in the beginning to how they still are within our hearts, and the way that humanity hasn't changed. Nothing new under the sun, as Solomon would say. Mm-hmm. But God, you know, his mercies and grace are new each morning because we use them to their fullest every day, and soon we too will get to see him. So just love this community so much. Thank you for sharing your call-ins, your praises, your sorrows. And I am out here celebrating and mourning with each one of you. Love you all. Talk to you soon.
This is Alta Lee Halley on March 13th. And I just am praying for the lady who lost her son in a motorcycle accident. Psalm 116 says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclined his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. So I just pray she will feel your peace as she calls on you and her husband and whoever is in the family. And I want to give a big praise report. First of all, I want to thank you all for your prayers and listening to the prayer encouragement, and thank you for praying for all the people that you all pray for. And I have a big praise. Tammy and Yanni, my daughter and son-in-law, came from Greece many years ago and stayed with me for like 3 years. And Yanni always thought I was a little bit crazy being an evangelical because he was raised Orthodox, which is true. But anyway, I just found out the other day, I just called him to tell him I appreciated him, appreciated his Greek heritage and how I've been able to visit Greece. And anyway, he says, well, my pastor talks about Greece a lot. Your pastor? He's never been to evangelical church. But anyway, he said he's been going to this church called Church of All Nations. It's in Colorado Springs, and it's a great church. And he's been going there with Tammy, my daughter, for 3 years, and I never found out because I didn't want to be nosy about what they were doing, and just praying for him with my husband. And God did it. They're going to such a great church. Thank you, Lord. I pray their daughter's going, and I pray when their son comes back from Greece, he's in the military, that he'll go with them. And I just want to thank you, God, that you hear every prayer and you answer in your timing. You just love to flabbergast us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. This is Nancy calling from Oceanside, California, with my arms raised to the sun, Jesus. I have a very humbling prayer request. I am requesting that you be in agreement with me, that if it be God's will, that I have another partner in my life. I've been divorced now for 2.5 years, and I have a desire, my desire, to have an equally yoked, godly man in my life. I'm going to be 70 this year, and that is my desire. God knows the desires of my heart. He made me. He knows how I am. But if it is not God's will, I will be okay. I just ask that He take away the desire, the thoughts, and that I have a peace about being alone the remainder of my life. That is my prayer. Only if it is God's will. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for just standing in agreement, whatever God's will is for my life. And I know I will be good because I am good. Been through a very painful time, but I am okay because God is good and I feel His presence in my life. Thank you, my brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon, dearly Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. And it does my heart good to hear Brian's voice from back in the United States, knowing that he, Jill, and Ezekiel are back home. Praise the Lord. And they've been giving us some day-by-day report from wherever they were. And so that was good also. So today I have been listening to the prayer and encouragement of today's March 7th. And I want to pray for Carrie from California. Your friend Shelley has lost her son Micah in a tragic motorcycle accident. Oh, Abba, our kids are the gifts you gave to us, and we cherish and love them with all our hearts. And we're never prepared for them to leave, especially in such a tragic way. So I lift Shelley and her family and friends and all those who are mourning the loss of Micah. Oh, Abba Father, would you wrap your arms around them and let them hear your heartbeat? Oh, Holy Spirit, would you speak love into their hearts and remind them that there's nothing that they're going through and God isn't with them. God, you wipe the tears, you comfort them, and bring them together as a family. Oh, such a rough road to travel, right?
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in March 13th to pray over our children. Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. He must never touch wine or other alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth, and he will turn many Israelites to the Lord their God. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. Luke 1:13-17. John the Baptist had a unique role in the history of redemption. He came in the spirit and power of the prophet Elijah to call the people to God in his day to turn, to repent, and to change. John's ministry would so affect the hearts of his people that it would revolutionize the way they lived in their homes. Parents would awaken with fresh love and commitment to their children. Rebellious children would accept the wisdom of their godly parents. What a picture of the grace of God at work in the hearts of every member of the family. What a lesson in how the gospel transforms the way parents and children relate to and respect one another. Parents whose passions have been invested more in work or sports or activities, begin to invest their biggest energies in meeting the needs of their children. Parents who have been abusive in the way they speak to each other and to their children begin to speak with kindness and gentleness and affection. To be continued.
Hello, DAB family. This is Sean from the UK. Just wanted to pray for Mark, the gentleman who asked a prayer for him, that he's be saved and his wife's going to visit him. Father, we just thank you that you are the God of all the spirit of mankind. And Lord, you know how we are formed and how we are made. Even before we were in our parents, our mother's womb, you said you knew us, Lord God, and ordained us, Lord God. So Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, that it is your desire that Mark become, Lord God, one of your children, Lord God, because you said as many as receive you, give you the power to become sons of God. I pray, Lord, that you would open his heart, that you would take out the heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh, that, Lord, you would create the right atmosphere and circumstances when he's visited, Lord God. And Father, give him the grace, Lord God, to yield to you, Lord, and accept you as Lord and Savior. We just plead the blood of Jesus and we claim him for the kingdom even now, Lord. And we speak salvation over him when we plead and apply the blood of Jesus to his life. And Father, help him to know, Lord God, that as many as call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Help him to just realize this, but help him most importantly, Holy Spirit, to realize the love, God's love, Father. Strengthen him to know the love of God that surpasses knowledge, that he may know the height, the width, the breadth, the depth, the length of it, and be filled to the full measure of you who fills everything in every way. Thank you for hearing, Lord, and thank you for doing exceedingly abundantly according above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And Lord God, we thank you for a good report. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for March 12th. So how are we to deal with the grumbling in our own hearts and homes? How should we respond when our kids complain about their schools, curfews, or chores? We can't exactly bring a dead stick in from the yard and make it bud and produce almonds overnight to show who's boss. We can, however, remember that we are all parents and kids, like those old dead sticks, fit only for the fire and unfit to stand in the presence of a holy God. Grumbling and rebellion can be overcome only as we contemplate another tree, the cross. There, Jesus took upon himself the curse deserved by all rebels for our grumbling. God has made us alive and is making our lives fruitful. Because he took our rebellion and grumbling upon himself and gave us his perfect record of obedience and gratitude, we are able to do what Old Testament believers could not do, draw near to God's presence with boldness and confidence. Lord, in the cross we see Jesus absorbing the punishment we deserve for our rebellion and grumbling, and in his resurrection we see the almond branch blossom, the first fruits of the harvest of eternal life. When our children complain, grant us the patience and wisdom to extend the same grace you give to grumblers. I love you, family.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Clever Lisa T in Tennessee, and today is Saturday, March the 14th, and I know this call will play long after today, but I just wanted to ask for prayer. My husband is driving a U-Haul in front of me right now. My daughter is driving her vehicle behind me. And we are setting out on a very long 2-day journey to move our daughter to Texas from Tennessee. She is a college graduate of about a year and has accepted an amazing opportunity for work. So we are sending her off for her real life, which is wonderful, and we're excited, and we feel like she's completely been blessed by this opportunity. But to be very honest, she has not been walking with the Lord for the last several years. She was raised in our home, attending church. You know, she knows the word, she's heard the word. She made a profession of faith as a young girl and was baptized, but We have not seen fruit over these last several years, particularly while she has been gone away at university. And so my prayer is, beyond the job and beyond the income and beyond the experience and all of the things, I'm just asking prayers that the Lord has big plans to bring her back to Him in this season of her life, that she will have a reconnection with Jesus. She will have an encounter and experience that will be life-changing. And that's what we're asking for more than anything. And so I thank you in advance for your prayers, and I love you. Thanks. Bye.
This is Valerie from Spartanburg, South Carolina. And this message is for the woman from Washington State who said she was solo and alone and just looking for a friend, male or female. I hear you, sister, and I'm in the same place, but God has been really allowing me to minister to single women lately, and in that find my purpose. So I want to give you a verse that has really helped me, Isaiah 54, and this is 5 and 7. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. God loves you so much, and he is right there with you, and he is definitely going to find someone to come alongside you. Father, please help my sister. Give her someone that can lift her up. Give her a friend. Bring her someone that can really come alongside her and is at her level, that can minister to her. And please wrap her in your arms and comfort her. Holy Spirit, minister to her right now while she's alone. And while she's in this solo season, please elevate her and teach her what you want her to learn right now. In Jesus' name. Sister, I am praying for you, and please know that I have a ministry at diversityoutreachministry.org.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for March 13th. Parents who have withdrawn from their children because of repeated disappointment or apparent ingratitude begin to engage and forgive. While we sometimes experience that a soft answer turns away wrath, no parent or child holds all the power to turn the heart of the other. Sometimes our best efforts fail to soften or turn the hearts of our children. But because our Father has turned his heart toward us in Christ, our hearts can be turned toward our children, and we can keep asking him to turn our children's hearts toward us. Father, the more we experience your grace and mercy, the better able we are to turn toward our children with the same grace and mercy. We are not able to turn our children's hearts toward us or toward you, but you can. Please turn all of our rebellious hearts toward you and toward one another. I love you, family.
Oh, hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, DAB. Good morning. It has been a while. Good morning. My name is Lovelin, and I'm calling in from France. I'm calling in to pray for one of our sisters. You say you're calling from Washington, D.C. I didn't really get your name. You're praying for your friend, a godly friend, that you're alone, you're a single parent, you don't have a friend, you're just alone, and you're praying to God to give you a godly friend that can lift you up, that you feel so empty. Sister, I want you to know we're praying for you. And a similar prayer request was read last week like this, for someone that is needing a friend, someone that needs someone. She is feeling all alone. I'm lifting all of you up for everyone in this kind of situation. You know, I've once been in this kind of situation. When I came to France, I was all alone with my kids. I needed a godly friend. I needed someone we can study the Bible. I needed someone that we can discuss the Bible. I just needed something. And that was when I discovered the Daily Audio Bible, and it became that friend I'm looking for. And I'm praying for you, and I pray that God also sent so many men of God to me through YouTube that I listened to them. I feel so happy. I feel so excited. And my prayer was answered, actually. So I'm praying for you and every one of you that is in this position, that the God will fulfill your heart desire and give you that godly friend that will lift you up, that friend that will be there to tell you it's okay even when things are going wrong. That friend, God, I'm praying that God will send it to you. And our brethren in prison too, you are not forgotten. You are always being remembered. You're always being prayed for. That God will show mercy in place of every judgment, in the name of Jesus. And everyone suffering from cancer.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we pray for Rebecca, the bus driver, that her entire system will be scrubbed clean by the Lord's power to remove any mold, mildew, dust mites and spores that could possibly be causing her all of this respiratory infection. Let her be able to breathe freely, and send people, Lord, beside her to help her with this move. For God's Life Speaker, for the prayer for the 10-year-old Andy that has an infection in her colon, Lord, we ask that you touch this child's body with the same power and spirit that you did in the biblical days for the people that were blind and had leprosy, and that you will clean out this infection and heal her, Father God, so that she can have a productive adulthood life. For Jerry in Duluth, for the recovery from his addiction, Father God, we just ask that you heal him, repair him completely, Father God. And when he was speaking, I thought of the song instantly. It came to my mind, Addicted to Love. And Lord, not in an unhealthy way, but let him be addicted to your word, to serving you, to gaining the knowledge and the truth that's in your word. Let him be addicted to receiving from you a complete healing. And like I said, not in an unhealthy way, not to make it an idol, but for his complete and total repair and recovery from the addictions. And for Valerie, who was scammed, Lord, I ask you to bring these people to repentance. Let them fall on their face and ask for forgiveness and make restitution in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hi, this is Just Right for Jesus, and I'm calling in for Grandma Grace, a.k.a. Lady Grace. Thank you, sweet sister, for your kind words. I'm so glad that you called in so that people who relate closely to your situation can have a glimpse of hope. You are a shining, perfect example of what it means to trust in God regardless of the circumstances. I'll be praying for you and your family, and I would love to hear some of your poems if you ever have one that you would like to share. Lady Grace, we love to hear your voice. You are such a star that shines bright in this community, sister. And I'm sincerely looking forward to eternal life, getting to meet you and your two wonderful sons who are already enjoying paradise with Jesus, the greatest comforter in the entire universe. For it's not goodbye forever, but until we meet again. I love you, family. Have a great week.
Hi, this is Natalie from Washington, D.C. I need prayer, and I'm believing God for a brand new job. I pray that I get a dream position that I've applied for. It would be an absolute miracle that everything fell into place and that they made the offer to me. But I just really ask for the favor of God. I ask that he would channel the interviewer's hearts toward me like a water course. I ask that he would just delight me and give me something that I know could only come from him. I pray that this is the job for me. I think it really is a great match. But if for some reason it's not, I pray that God has something even better in store that I can't yet see. But I pray that he'd bring it speedily. I'd appreciate you all standing in prayer with me for this. It's been a really hard year, and I'm ready to see God do a new thing. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone.
I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my neighbor. She lives across the street from me. Her name is Sandra. She needs to have two new hips put in. She's an older lady, a little bit of an older lady, and so she can handle the surgery. That's not the issue. What she can't handle is she's allergic or has allergies real bad. And it's they're thinking that if they give her antibiotics, she has an allergic reaction to the antibiotics. She just needs to be covered up in prayer. She's really kind of having trouble getting around, walking around and stuff. She lives by herself across the street from him, and I text her every day and make sure she's okay. But she just needs to be covered up in prayer so she can figure out what to do about her hips. And that is all. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Father, we come before you for these prayer requests on the prayer line for this past week. I realize that they updated that from the original 38 minutes that it was on. I went back and checked, and sure enough, we have a full episode. So we are covering the lady who called in at timestamp 4944 for her son Patrick, who is frustrated because of his living situations. And Lord, your word says that in Isaiah 32:18, my people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in a quiet resting place. And Psalms 4:8 says, in peace, Patrick will lay down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make Patrick to dwell in safety. And Psalms 23:2 says, he makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside quiet waters. And Lord, we pray for these quiet places for Patrick, because there's nothing more frustrating than to hear people screaming and fighting and dogs barking and babies crying and all the chaos from the horns honking and every other thing that can upset our rest, Lord. We just pray that there is total peace for him, that he finds a good, safe, quiet place to call home and to be able to enjoy coming home to. In the name of Jesus, we claim it so. And Taken with Love was on the community line talking about Blind Tony's poetry. And wouldn't you believe the very next caller after him was Blind Tony. How amazing God works things out. That cannot be, I don't believe in coincidence, and that's just amazing.
Watering a seed makes it grow. What if we took that idea and applied it to our faith? How do we water our spiritual seed to grow closer to Christ? Well, Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So we know that faith comes from hearing the word. So reading the Bible and watching videos or audios about the word of God is going to help us grow our faith and water that seed. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So the sunlight that's going to help that seed soak up all that water is not only reading the word, but trying to let the sun in and absorbing the word that we're reading. It's really going to help our personal growth with our relationship in Christ. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. So if we stand strong in our reading and try to understand more of what it is we are learning, we would find trust in Christ, and our newly found strength in him will help us soar high on wings like eagles. When we are weak, he is strong. If you don't feel like you fit in with the lifestyle you're living, just know you're always just right for Jesus. I love you, family.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I had called the other day about Molly and the fact that she needed to go to the doctor, and she hadn't eaten for 5 days, and she was dehydrated and all that. She did go to the doctor. She was taken there by her granddaughter. She went to the ER and got IV fluids and antibiotics. So anyway, I just wanted to let y'all know she's back at home and doing well. So I just wanted to let you guys know she still doesn't know Jesus and doesn't know God. We're still praying about that for her. But she's back at home now and doing better. So I just want to let you guys know that she was doing better. I'll talk to y'all later. All right, bye for now. Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for Molly. She is a lady that lives in my neighborhood. I prayed for her in the past for her to get to know Jesus, which I don't think she has yet. She still needs to get to know Jesus and God. But she stood up the other day and not fell down, but kind of went down on her knees and crawled into the house. She was out in the garage when this happened. But she hasn't eaten anything. She hasn't eaten anything or drank anything since, like, I mean, it's been 5 days now. We're trying to figure out what we need to do as neighbors. You know, do we need to call the paramedics or do we not call the paramedics? Anyway, she lives alone. She actually has a daughter, but her daughter's on a trip right now, like a 2-week cruise somewhere. So she does have a granddaughter that's in town, but she needs to, anyway, she just needs to be covered up in prayer. Through the name of Jesus, I pray. She needs to have a day of refreshing and replenishing with food and water. And that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Good morning, Debbers. This is Angie from Southeast Texas, a.k.a. Crucified with Christ. It's been a while since I called. February was a very tough month for us. The 27th of February is my late son's 37th birthday, and it's the second birthday that we are without him. And so the same month earlier, on the 2nd, is his twin sister's birthday, and they were having a hard time also having their birthday without him. So it's been a tough, very tough time overall, but especially this month without him. And, you know, I keep hoping that it gets a little bit better, but it actually gets a little bit worse every day to live this life here on this side of heaven without him. So I ask you for your prayers for my family, for now, for the future, for what it's going to be, a new future without him. Obviously, that was never in the plans, and it's a future we never wanted, nor we like it. So, but I am every day listening to all your prayers and all your requests. And I'm always praying for you, Dab family, for the Dab family. Very happy that Brian and Jill and Ezekiel are back in the States safe. God bless you all.
Hi, neighbors. It's Lisa the Encourager. I just wanted to call in and say thank you to Just Right for Jesus. I know you mentioned what I said about the auto body paint story I gave, the visual, and you just did it so much better, and I really appreciate you sharing that, especially since you're a automotive paint technician and probably know far more than I did. But I just wanted to say that I really did ask God to share with me a visual that would help people, and I feel like you made it even that much better. So I appreciate you sharing your story, and I always like hearing from you, Just Right for Jesus. So thank you for being such a inspiration and encouragement to all of us. Thanks. Bye-bye.